Why the would you jump my gate and then think I'm gonna go?
Almost made a girl cry the other day. That was pretty cool.
So all these chuckle out there that we go look.
So we had one guy that was pretending to be me and reaching out to.
Uh oh.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, everyone. Hey, everyone. Oh, my God. Okay, I just want to say, me and Ryden, give a big smile. Want to just say thank you all so freaking much, like from the bottom of all our hearts. I said it last time, but holy crap, the amount of support this has got is mind-blowing. It's, you can hear it in my voice. Just you guys and gals are crushing it. Thank you for this amazing community. This merch is in this. This and all the shirts that have been selling, it's all thanks to you all. I'm so excited, and these nonprofits are going to benefit so freaking much from it. So from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much. Ryden, say thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And we love you.
Ready to show some superpowers?
I think so.
Okay. How far is a flight from here to San Antonio?
4 hours and 28 minutes.
How long does it take to fly to Paris?
10 hours and 35 minutes.
How long does it take to fly to New York?
6 hours and 17 minutes.
Where is the Burj Khalifa at?
Dubai.
How long does it take to fly to LA, Glendale, California?
2 hours and 51 minutes.
You smart?
I'm smart.
I'm handsome?
I'm handsome.
I'm funny?
I'm funny.
I make people laugh. I'll never give up. Appreciate y'all so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank y'all. It truly means the world to me.
What? Are we recording?
What? No.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Okay, we doing this?
Yes, are. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Nick. That's good.
Wait, that's done?
Yeah.
He shotgunned. It's not good. This has got weird aftertaste.
And now you're like, this is great. Mm.
It's not good.
I don't like it as much.
I didn't.
This
drink
is good for
brunch.
Something
I gotta
hate.
Catch up. I've never done an unsubscribed podcast sober. I'm not about to fucking start today.
I don't think anyone has.
This is going to be the best unsubscribed podcast that ever has been.
It's going to be dope. I'm joined here today by Mr. Eli Double Faps, Ethan, habitual line crosser, the head of the ATF, Mr. Matt Carricker.
Boom, boom, boom. That was your dog.
And I'm a fat electrician. Hey, boys, how's everyone doing?
Super good.
Wonderful.
God, this is like the bit. So each one of you has held or holding the top spot in the top 3 or 5 episodes.
He did too?
Yeah. Which is weird.
Yeah. Is him? Yeah. You're like, I just watched his first video and I disliked it. YouTube got rid of that button.
It was awful.
God, remember the dislike button? Yeah. Those are some good times when people didn't worry about feelings. But
no,
here we
you
are.
Just go on. It's like, is this video good? No, that is downloaded.
Or before you clicked
shit.
It, you could see like, yeah, it's mostly red on that bar. So I'm not clicking it.
God, that was a thing. I'm like the newest YouTuber here, so it's
What, 5 years ago
they got rid of it when somebody got elected and got in office and all of his videos weren't very well liked.
Yeah, that's
literally when they got rid of it.
Yeah,
somebody had a State of the Union address and it had like,
man, do you think that was really it?
One, yes. It had 12 to 1 dislike to like ratio, and the next day that function was gone.
That was really, I thought it was just they were worried about people's feelings, like not actually like political stuff.
It was that political guy's feelings.
Crazy.
He went in and he was like, Catherine, get rid of this. I don't
want
to see
it.
This
I don't want people to know that everyone hates me.
Is Nick just the why guy here? Like, you talk about something, like, why does that happen? And he just randomly knows all obscure things in
yes.
the world.
Dude, we just wrapped up the live shows. All y'all, other than you, you didn't get to make it.
No, I'm sorry.
You came out and support. I freaking truly appreciate that.
It was
buddy.
So good. I know you probably talked about that in every podcast, but I want to talk about it more.
We haven't talked about it yet.
Yeah, we haven't.
You haven't? Okay.
No.
So these guys,
we just wrapped.
Tell them what you did, and then I want to tell you my experience as a viewer.
Nick, go for it.
Oh, we did live shows. It was, well, we did this, but in front of 500 people.
And sold out.
And they weren't allowed to have cell phones, so they got to see the unedited versions live.
They said a lot of bad words. You think they say bad words here? Wait till it's live.
G-Van's happy he didn't have to edit those episodes. He'd be like, fuck.
And the thing is, the audience loved it. So I sat in the very back, so I was like watching all of the audience, which is just you guys, and like, it was crazy. I was at the very first one y'all did, so you guys were a little nervous. Donut was like pooping in his pants nervous because they're the first time you sit in front of a live audience. Like there's some people here watching these things, but it's not a live audience like that. And it was crazy how everyone was such a big part of it. They were laughing. The audience is talking back with you guys, like in a room full of like 300 people. And like they're shouting something out and you guys react to it and they love that. And then the coolest thing, I ran into just a random fan like 5 days later. And he was like, oh, Matt, you should have totally gone to the unsub thing. I was like, I was there. I was in the back. And he was like, he was ranting and raving about it, like how much fun he had. And I was like, cool. Like, I thought it was fun, but I know all these guys. Like, what did you think? And he was like, it was crazy. And those guys are so funny. And what I really liked is how everyone. So the one I went to, it was you, Donut, Rich, and Brandon.
Yeah.
Rich, Angry Cops. And everyone had their own thing. Eli was really good at like keeping the pace going. This guy's really good at talking and telling stories, which is what you do. He's turns out he's good at it. Yeah. Donut was really funny because he's witty and funny, but he also was so nervous, which made it super funny.
Well, and then we did the whole.
And then that was you who started that, right?
100%.
So Eli preys on nervous Donut and is like, hey, Donut's really nervous, guys. So every time he speaks, everyone cheer. And then everyone would just drown him out with cheers whenever he would talk, which was so funny. The audience loved, like, they were part of the joke, which was really cool.
For like 20 minutes. So he wasn't allowed to say shit.
He would like, you would say something and then he would be like, yeah. And then everybody would go, and go crazy. And then Rich was just like cussing out people in the audience the whole time in kind of a joking way, but kind of an aggressive way, which people loved. And then Brandon was trying not to say anything that would get him canceled.
And then we tried to get him canceled.
But then you guys were actively trying to get him canceled the whole time.
Well, Rich also did a great job of breaking the ice because it was St. Patrick's Day. So he wore his kilt with no underwear underneath. And they like announce us like it's a fucking UFC fight. And Rich runs up there and he's sitting in the middle because he's a guest, stands on the chair and moons the entire crowd right out of the fucking gate. So
and
like,
not just a butt moon. I think you could see some nuts.
Yeah. No. I have the still. I have the still.
Like, just an audience of people like that break the ice, like, here's my testicles. Like, that's what you guys did. Good job.
Yeah.
The goat. It looked like a sad goat up there.
I'm so sad I missed this.
Anyway, it was great. Highly recommend. As a friend, I thought it was really fun. Turns out the fans also really enjoyed it. So it was cool. And I'm proud of you guys. I think you guys are doing something really awesome. And I'm glad I can be this tiny little part of it.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that was the sweetest. Yeah.
Then Ethan over here couldn't make it because he's got a fucking job.
Yeah, look, you tried getting me fired. I'm trying to get myself fired. It's just not happening as quickly as I would like.
Speaking of which, last time you were on the podcast, I specifically said it's my new goal in life to unrecruit you and get you to quit. What are you doing now?
I'm getting out. I'm done.
Oh, so it's public.
It's public, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I had like a weird video. It was like my decision, and I tried making it like all pretty and stuff, but in reality, like people in the comment section, like I saw the unsub episode. I knew Nick was going to do this. I saw Nick and Tyler reverse recruiting you. Like, that's what the whole comment section was. I was like, shit. Yeah, I guess they all saw that shit. But it was.
You went from hula from the first time you came out to now you're getting out of the military.
Bro, oh, my God.
And for reference, usually once you get past that 10-year mark, you just sign up for the extra 10
you
years.
You've
done half your time. You're like, fuck it, I'm almost there. You are at 16 years?
15.
15 years. So he's at the 3/4 mark. He just quit that race. He's like, nah.
16 years, I undid it in 2.5 hours. If the military wants to hire me as a recruiter, I can do the same thing the other way. But
or we could pay us to run. We just start telling people not to join the military. We have to actively pay us.
You can pay me to stop.
Oh, man. I was like, it was a strange feeling because like I left here, I talked about it with my missus, and we were like, you know, we're done. And then I started like, my brain went through a chemical shift. I started noticing little things. I'd show up to PT and I'd be cold and I'd be like, fucking hate this. I don't have to do this again anymore. And I would just, every last little thing, they called me. I was in the middle of teaching a class and they're like, hey, you have to come pee in a cup right now. I walked in like in front of God and everybody, ripped my jacket off. I was like, I don't even fucking need this job anymore. It's been a bit of a mental shift for me.
I always forget you get a drug test in the military.
Yeah.
I forgot
about
that.
Problem?
I'm always on the random.
Forget about it. It's always the things you just completely forget about.
You don't understand. Like drug test in the military is like, it's got to be a surprise, but it also has to be a surprise to 700 people all at once. So it's like, get up, get out of your bed, stand in line for 7 hours and don't pee while Jeez. We piss test you one at a time with three people.
Yeah.
And in the military, it's not like civilian side where it's like the nurse with the cup and she waits outside and tells you not to flush the toilet. Like, no, it's a grown ass man having a staring contest with your dick while you're taking a piss.
Have to watch it leave the body.
Yeah. They hold that shit. They're like, you're good. Yeah. Cool. Shake it. One shake.
I mean, at this point in my career, like, I have no shame anymore. So, like, they'll always ask the new guy to watch me because I have a really bad habit of walking in, doing like a toddler, like, shirt under the chin, everything all the way down to my ankles, and turning facing towards them. And all the new guys are just like, come on. And all the old timers are just, yeah, got him again.
God, I do not miss piss tests. Getting up, that was like the only bad one was we had left. It was on a Monday. We didn't know what was happening. We stayed out too late until like 2-3 in the morning, drunk as shit. Got the 5 a.m. wake up. So they wake you up extra early for piss tests for the surprise. So 5 a.m., I just went to bed and it's like boom, boom, boom. And like, get up. I stand up. I'm like, oh, I'm fucking shit wrecked. Uh oh. This is not good. I just stumble to the front of the line and they're like, Eli, are you good? I was like, I am sick.
I should go quickly.
I need to go potty now. And they're like, okay, just go. Peed, stumbled back up. So I was like, what the fuck's wrong? I was like, I'm shit wrecked. I was like, give me till 9 and I'll be fine. I already done pee-peed. He's like, okay, there you go.
Oh, man.
Dude, we had a lot of people piss hot during that. That was during this, like, the surge. And I think in my company, we had 26 people piss hot.
Dude, back during the surge, though, like, when I came in 2009, that was the tail end of the surge. I knew a 9-year private first class. He had had like four DUIs, just Article 15 after one another. I was like, Jesus, nice guy, super nice guy, one of our mechanics, but he just did not give a fuck about authority at all and just wanted to stay in the Army because he's like, fuck it, it's an easy job.
And now they kick you out. Like, they used to, I had buddies like pop hot for coke and they're like, 45 days, Article 15, restriction, rip your rank. You're staying in, though. We need you.
We want you here.
For this war thing, your body is much needed.
When I was at a medic school, we had a dude that had been recycled twice already. He was on his third iteration through medic school, and he was failing on purpose. He was like 15 or 16 years in, and he was just a supply guy, but he was still an E4, had zero desire to be an NCO or have any authority, didn't give a fuck about anything.
Was it the
they
best?
Finally forced him to reclass to try to get him to move up the ranks, so he's just fucking kept recycling through medic school until they pulled him. It was awesome.
It's always a beautiful thing to see, like, a career E4 who doesn't give a shit go toe-to-toe with, like, the system. We were in UAE. We had this kid named Cantu, and Cantu did not give a fuck. Let me put it to you this way. Like,
very white name.
Oh, yeah. 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 Our battalion commander gave us, like, these books, and you had to write your goals for the year in the back of the book. And he wrote, like, become a Pokemon master and, like, just a bunch of dumb shit that he wrote in this fucking book. And then we had this SAR major from 69th Brigade, SAR major, like, Harrison or something, brought all the NCOs in. This kid was a corporal, did not want to be an NCO, just wanted to get out. And it was like watching National Geographic, just an E4 who didn't give a fuck and this CSM who wanted him to give a fuck. And he's like, what is your plan when you get out? And he's like, I'm probably going to be homeless and just live in the Appalachian Mountains. Like, how the fuck do you like that? It was the crazy. And then he just went all political. He's like, talk to me offline after this. So I was just like, you just got fucking owned by an E4, man.
And we were supposed to, we actually have, what was it? So Troxel, I served under him at 2ID during the surge, and then he continued to work his way up in the command sergeant major. He made it to
The senior enlisted advisor to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So, like, the enlisted guy above all other branches.
And he's going to be on the podcast. I was like, sir, Big Sergeant, have you watched an episode of this?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
You're going to sit him next to me.
I know.
It's terrible.
The boop heard around the world. You take his rank. You're the sergeant major now.
It's like Highlander.
The real question is, when we have him on, this is for the audience, do we have, we have him do an honorary veteran status for Brandon? Do you think he could do that? Or maybe pull the card so it can happen? He has some connections. If we could get him that, I'd be,
I'm just glad you didn't have him on with me, because I want to leave on good terms with the Army, so I'd just be sitting here like just awkwardly quiet. And yes, Sergeant Major.
Who is on? Who is on? Dude, you got the eclipse coming up, which there is like a million people coming out to Bernie.
No, I think there's like 100,000, but it's going to seem like a million because our town's tiny.
And are you sold out already at your...
We sold out one pasture. We were just planning on doing that one, but it sold out in like 3 hours. So then we opened up a second pasture. We raised our prices because we were like, we don't really want to sell out two pastures because then we're screwed, but we'll see. I don't know. Sold like half those spots already.
God dang.
Because if you don't know, I mean, you can talk about it on April 8th.
So April 8th, there's a total solar eclipse going all the way from like Mexico up through the U.S. and to Canada, kind of at a diagonal. And so it's going right over our town. Like we are in the path of totality, as it's called. And I've never seen one. I've seen a partial. I've never seen a total. So I'm excited about it.
I thought we were talking about a Mitsubishi for like
the first 15 seconds. Yeah, there's going to be a Mitsubishi eclipse.
It's just floating in the sky. That's why hundreds of thousands are buying lots. They're just waiting. They're like, here.
Matt, you got an eclipse. That's a weird eclipse car for him. All right.
Yeah, like a green one from Fast and Furious.
Pretty popular back in 2001. Wow. But
when you brought up Mitsubishi, my brain went back to World War II. Like, well, they were in the skies at one point in time.
Yeah, so there's... It is... 100,000 people for it was a 2 hours. The eclipse will be going on for 2 hours, but the total eclipse will be 4 minutes and 20 seconds of absolute darkness. It's going to be gangster
in the middle of the day, which is cool. I've never seen one. I'm excited.
Yeah. It's cool now. It was real not cool like 200 years ago.
We were talking about that. That's
when
you're like
digging something when they didn't know it was happening. Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh shit, it's done. We're done.
You're like spanking your kid. And it's like, you're like, oh, shit. He's the chosen one. Well, you take your child to the town center.
And then like the sun would come back out. You'd be like, all right. So God was just telling me like, hey, watch yourself. Like, yeah. Okay, I got it. Yeah, I got it. I'll chill.
Quick, somebody murder a bunch of people. See, it worked. The sun came back out. That's all fine now.
It's like the Aztec. Yeah. I mean, quick, literally cut hearts out.
That would blow someone's mind if you didn't know it was going to happen. And all of a sudden it just gets dark.
Yeah, back in the day, you have no, you just think God's mad. It's like tornadoes.
And you can't actually see the moon as it's covering up the sun because it's on the sun. It's so bright. And you're just like, I don't know why it just turned off and then came back on. But I better get my shit together.
The sun god is mad at us.
Anxiety.
Sacrifice. Stop the sacrifice. It's that scene from Apocalypto.
Right? Apocalyptico, the Mel Gibson movie?
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
Did you find
I don't know if I've seen that one.
Not a single word gets said, tells an entire story. It's fantastic.
What, really?
I've seen parts of that really one where they're like running away and the guys are all like throwing spears and arrows and shit at them. Yeah, that's the only part I've ever seen.
Oh, it's so good. It's one of my favorite movies.
It's really good. It is part of it. I think it's a documented thing that happened with the Aztec. They were like killing, like because they would just sacrifice, rip heart out.
The Aztec Jaguar Warriors, you know, like their war club sword thing, how it has, it's like a wooden club and then it's got the chunks of obsidian around it.
Oh, yeah, like the serrated teeth. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So you know why they carry that instead of like a sword or a spear?
I mean, I know obsidian can be sharper than a surgeon's scalpel.
Right, but the humps on the obsidian were only like this big. Mm-hmm. And like their entire MO, the Jaguars, was to capture people alive to sacrifice them. So like that was their non-lethal weapon to go out and capture people. That's why they had like little tiny chunks of obsidian so it would cut you, but it would be ideally, assuming you didn't hit like an artery or anything, you're not dying. Dude,
Mexicans go hard.
How do you know this shit, man?
I don't know.
I know you're getting a degree in history, but like American history, I thought there was like.
Do you really have a degree in history?
No,
I'm working on it.
No. Were you a nerd in school?
No,
you were cool.
Nick was a bully in school.
No. He used to run by and stick sticks in the kids' wheelchairs, folks.
I don't know.
I did bad things.
Nah, I was kind of a shitbag. I don't know. I'm that kid that school kind of came easy to. So I like never learned how to study. So then college sucks because it finally caught up to me.
Did you actually have to study in college?
Yeah, I know. And like my senior year, it became a thing at my school. It was a pretty small school. I think my graduating class was like 156, somewhere around there. And it just became a thing because my parents were cool. They're like, as long as you're getting good grades, do whatever the fuck. And I would just not go to school on Fridays. And it was just a well-known thing. Nick doesn't do Fridays. And I would just take three-day weekends all the time. And
Your parents, dude.
My parents were cool as shit. They're like, you have all A's and one B. I don't care.
Nice.
And then they like bring me into some board. Because then the school gets mad. Because after you miss so many days, they like don't get as much funding or whatever. They're like, this is an issue. And my parents are like, he's passing. I don't know what you want.
What's the problem? Like, there's kids doing way worse.
What do you want?
It's a big thing. Like here in Texas, you get in big trouble if kids do not show up.
Parents go to jail.
Yeah. I was like, dang, okay, they actually care.
Because the Department of Education has a SWAT team.
They do.
Do they?
Yes.
He's not joking. No,
I went down the fucking rabbit hole. You'd be blown away by how many federal agencies have their own fucking tactical team.
It's I didn't know absurd. The fucking post office did.
Yeah.
They're like, that's like one of the most gangster ones.
What do they do?
The postal inspectors? Originally, it started off in like the birth of the country when like mail was important for, you know, new country expanding west, the whole nine yards. So like fucking preventing the mail was punishable by death. And they had basically like special forces cops that were enforcing the safety of the U.S. Postal Service. And it's just kind of trickled down. And now it's like the big thing they do now is obviously making sure nobody's like mailing bombs or drugs through the mail. So like really important. But also to preserve the U.S. Postal Service, the U.S. Postal Service has a legal monopoly on letters like normal mail. So this is why UPS and FedEx can't stick anything in your mailbox. They have to take it to your door. It's illegal for any entity other than the U.S. Postal Service to put anything in your fucking mailbox.
I did not know that, but I've also never noticed that. But now that you say that, of course I've noticed. You're not going to be able to. That's right? Crazy.
So they
I
have
now it's clicking.
I've never noticed, but yeah, I guess nothing ever does go in my mailbox.
So they're only allowed. The U.S. Postal Service has a legalized monopoly enforced by the federal government on letters and like any type of mail like that. So that's why USPS, FedEx, they only do packages. Unless you pay a lot of money and you do overnight shipping, then it has to be urgent, in which case that can like kind of bypass the monopoly, legally speaking. The postal inspectors enforce that too. So like in the 90s, there was a company, I can't fucking, it was one of the credit companies, it was some company, and they were sending all of their mail with UPS, and they were just marking everything urgent overnight, even though it wasn't. The fucking postal inspectors showed up with a full TAC team and guns and a SWAT team and raided their corporate office and like went through and they're like, that doesn't qualify as urgent. That doesn't qualify as urgent. That doesn't and fined them like hundreds of thousands of dollars for not abiding by their monopoly on delivering the fucking mail. It's crazy. And that's why the fucking mail truck is made by Northrop Grumman. Do you know that?
No, I don't know any of this stuff, Nick. Obviously, no one knows this.
No one even asked why it was made by them, Nick.
Bro, you walk up and it's like,
I don't even know how I got there. He's like, and that's why awesome. It was made by them.
Matt.
Well, sorry.
Down the rabbit hole he went. But what he was getting at is since he's been in college, he's really learned how amazing communism is as a system.
Stab
you.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Stab you. Let him cook.
Let him cook. I love that's a phrase now. Let him cook. Nick loves his communism.
It's so good. I
almost made a girl cry the other day. That was pretty cool.
Oh, which do one? Tell. College? How we need to know.
Unrelated.
Yeah, we were arguing about nuclear bombs in World War II and whether or not they were justified. And I said they were. And she said I was a bad person. And I said she was dumb. And I proved it to everybody.
It was his mom.
I mean, whatever.
Mommy's just on a stream. His mom's like, what?
He's like, learn that and get the fuck out.
Yeah. I don't know. There's
I'm guessing she was part of the class or it was one of the email sections of the professor.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, because it's like an online chat room type thing. And she's like, you don't understand how damaging the radiation was to Hiroshima. And I'm like, no, I do. Here's Hiroshima's fucking city. Hiroshima's municipal website. You can look this up right now. They have an entire page dedicated to like fucking nuclear radiation is not the same as what you're thinking about. Like nuclear fallout is like, that's not what fucking happened to Hiroshima. The radiation was gone in like, you know, a couple of weeks. People live here now. It's completely fucking safe. Like people, cause people think of Chernobyl and nuclear meltdown with nuclear materials constantly emitting radiation for millions of years. And like, that's not what happens in a nuclear blast. So it goes because all the radioactive material is fucking vaporized and then proceeds to shoot around the entire Earth and dilutes in a matter of like hours. And that's why all the videos are like, stay indoors, preferably in your basement for the first week after a nuclear bomb goes off. And then you're probably fucking fine.
Yeah, I broke down the three EMPs that come off of a nuclear weapon recently. And I already brain dumped all of it. But I went into detail about like how this hits this and releases the neutrons, which has the first wave. And yeah, no, I forgot all that shit. But there's three EMP waves that come out of a nuclear weapon. And they discovered that in 64, they set off a nuclear weapon in the Pacific and 1,400 miles away in Hawaii. They had like 300 light posts go
Bikini
out.
Atoll?
Yeah, Bikini Atoll? Yeah, Bikini Atoll.
Might be that one. Yeah. I'm not sure.
That's crazy.
There's that new anything with nukes or how radiation work, fucking terrifying. Because that's the stuff that you're just like, it's like those Russian guys that found, they were out in the mountains. Russians. They found a, in Russia, and they found a heater. It was just a piece of metal that was warm. And like, oh, thank God. So they took it with them to for their hunt trip.
They're how like, are they doing today?
Every time I look at it, my camera gets fuzzy. Yeah.
So they do, and then that night they're sleeping next to it, and then they start throwing up. So they're like, oh man, we need to take this with us to stay warm on the march back. They're like, okay, they left it when they got to their vehicle, drove, and then a week or a month later, both of them.
So what was it? Obviously, it was like uranium or something. But
yeah, uranium.
But where did it come from?
So Russia had these remote nuclear,
Russia do be Russia-ing.
Like, it was something that wasn't natural. They had dropped a bomb out there or something, and it, yeah.
Yep, they were, it was building for a reactor. I forget exactly. It was a part of a reactor, and it was just like a remote station, and they were all over Russia. I think there was like 100 or 200, but they didn't have, Russia went and collected most of them. They forgot some. And then people were finding them. They just thought it was metal.
Where'd I leave my radioactive stuff? I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah.
Do we have 16 of these or 17? I bet 16. That's fine.
I don't know if we got room to talk. I think we have like 20 missing nuclear warheads, like seven or
Who
something.
Who doesn't?
We know generally where they're at. They're in North Carolina. It's fucking fine. Don't worry about it.
Christ. We've only lost two. Hmm. How many did we accidentally drop?
Too many.
But haven't you guys ever lost a gun?
Many.
No. I sold a house one time and left a gun in it.
I thought you were just changing the subject because no one said yes. So you're like, yeah, so no. I sold houses for a little bit.
I moved out of my house, and 6 months later, I was like, where is this gun? I couldn't find it. And I call the guy, and I was like, hey, man, I have a 25 ACP. It's like this big. And I sold it with the gun safe in there. And I was like, I can't find it anywhere. I was like, I hadn't looked for it because I have a lot of guns. So I call him like, can you just check the gun safe and maybe it's somewhere? And he's like, I've been using the gun safe. I haven't seen that thing. I was like, just go check. He checks like in a little drawer in the very back of it. There's a gun in there that I just hadn't missed. So luckily it was lost in a gun safe the whole time. But like, yeah, I sold the house and included a secret gun accidentally.
Free gun. I forgot. I couldn't even imagine with like you or Brandon's level of firearms. I freaked out because I was like, oh shit, where's the suppressor? I was like counting my suppressors, and I was like,
that's scary too.
Uh oh. And I was just tearing everything apart. It was in the safe. I was like, I'm fucked. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, you just go to jail for a long time. It's not a big deal.
I was like, and then I walked in my bed, and it was my bedside gun suppressor. I was like, fucking idiot. It was the only place I forgot to look. It was just bedside gun. I was like, meh.
The old bedside gun.
Yeah, dude, you gotta have that suppressed.
Okay, I'm teaching Hannah how to shoot an MP5 for when I'm not home.
MP5. That's gangster.
Yeah, I know. I need to go through my Latina wife with an MP5.
Oh, dude. With a chocolate slap? She fucking takes the chocolate.
My video this week comes out today, and the sponsors delete me, you know, like the service for whatever. And right as I go, this video is brought to you by Delete Me. Hannah walks in with the MP5 and goes, okay, and slaps the MP5. So, yeah, it'll be a good time. She's learning how to use that.
Oh, dude, your new ranges are fucking done.
Yeah, they're pretty done.
Yeah, what else are you adding anything more to it?
Well, we just were getting them done for the range day because it's coming up soon. But eventually, I'd like to have some small ranges too, you know, like some like shaded ranges and some private ranges and things like that. But yeah, we just wanted to get like the big epic ones done, but they were just a lot of work.
Yeah, weird. Yeah. They're fucking massive.
They're the biggest ranges I've seen around here.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
You have the biggest everything.
Thanks.
Tip everything.
Hey, yo. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm not even going to touch that. You're phrasing. He has the biggest everything.
You don't want to touch it? You can touch it. The range. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Don't tell called the ranch. It's the name of his dick.
Y'all want to see my
There's
ranch?
There's a tattoo on there when it comes up. It's a demolition ranch.
Oh my gosh, Demolition Ranch.
Demolition when he gets hard.
Demolition Ranch the whole time was just talking about my dick. That's all it was. That is the big code for 10 years.
Jesus Christ.
Before we get into this, I need to address something serious.
What's that?
If you're still placing bets with Two Finger Tony, you need to know that MyBookie is here to save your limbs.
MyBookie's been around for over 10 years, is trusted, and allows for bets on any sport on the planet.
All from the comfort of your home? No more trips to the shady bar on the other side of the town. I have so many jokes I can't say right now.
I've been to that bar. You don't want to go there.
Seriously, though, if you're looking for your first sports betting experience or an improved sports betting experience, you have to try out MyBookie.
And with that light heavyweight strap on the line for UFC 300, it's a perfect opportunity to get a piece of the action.
Sign up today to receive your share of a generous welcome bonus using code UNSUB,
which gives you that house money to play with.
You know they say the house always wins? They're wrong.
Bet and play anything, anytime, anywhere
with MyBookie.
Who do you got on UFC 300?
My money's on Pineda.
Place your bets now over at MyBookie.com.
MyBookie.com.
Code UNSUB.
Did you have like everything you do? I will always pay compliments to you because I do think you led the for YouTubers and then running a business and learning to add on businesses during your YouTube career. I think you mastered the craft. I always say you're like one of the top businessmen I know because you're like, okay, I'm going to do this channel and this channel. And you're going to be like, man, I went to school and became a doctor. Fuck that thing. Don't need that anymore. that thing sucks. Yep. Fuck those dogs. And then, or kittens.
No, you get in trouble if you do that.
Only in 48 states. So don't hear this.
And then you're like, hey, I'm going to start a highly successful YouTube. But then like bringing the family in, then you had your family businesses and then Bunker. And then now the ranch, the mansion, the ranch. Or the actual new gun ranges, and then your, well, whatever.
It's complicated, yeah, shoot.
That's scary just hearing it all.
I know, but
you're saying nice things about it, because I feel like I'm barely doing all of it. Like, it's just like, I'm just juggling everything and trying not to drop anything, but.
It's life.
It's hard. That's fun, though.
Yeah.
Here's real quick. How many goats do you own?
Actually, we sold a bunch of them.
Did you really?
There's like only 10 left.
What?
Yeah.
There were so many goats.
They were pooping everywhere.
They were pooping everywhere.
So we collected, we like trapped as many as we could, and I sold them to a rancher. And there's like...
Sold them to a rancher.
No, I really did. We didn't shoot them. I could have. That would have been way easier.
Did you go out there with... Because like...
I didn't see it.
There were like 60 goats out there. It was crazy.
He's like, there's goats everywhere. I was like, I'll go fuck it. Yeah, I'm going to go tackle
they're
one.
They're Barbados sheep, actually. But yeah,
I was like, I'm going to go hog tie this goat. You know, I'm from Iowa. It's fine. We do it with pigs all the time. I get out. These are not like... The goats I had in mind. These goats, these were rams.
They're wild.
They had the horns. I was like, I'm not big fucking old, with that thing. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Nick coming out like a bully.
Not that kind of goat.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But we still got like, there's like 9 or 10 or something that I actually pinned them up the other day and they got out somehow. So I'm just like, y'all can stay. They're cool.
God dang it. So how many animals now are you just? Is just goats or?
Right now, actually, we're getting longhorns next week. Yeah, the county has some longhorns that they don't want anymore. And so the county, I was talking to the commissioner and she's like, can you take our longhorns? And I was like, sure.
Yes.
So we're getting 3 longhorns for free.
That's the most random conversation I've ever had with
you. You know,
friend.
I'm the opposite of Brandon. You know, he's all hat, no cattle.
No hat, all cattle.
You're small hat. No hat. All cattle.
Some cattle.
That's like the commission gave you longhorns. Also, if you haven't seen a longhorn, they're fucking massive real life. Like terrifying.
Yeah.
Nice, but first time we pulled up at the old ranch, I was like, oh.
Yeah, but they just like, they just turn and they're like, and they're like, you can't even stand near them or they'll just kill you accidentally.
And then how goes the progression of actually the resort now?
It's super slow. It's like way slower than I want it to be, but it's like, it's just a lot going on. That my hardest part with YouTube is like when we did the Abandoned Mansion series, it was like everyone kind of understood it. It was like, yeah, we have to do, what is that? Oh, it's fruit punch. Okay. We have to like, you know, do the outside and then pour some concrete. Like it all makes sense with the resort. It's just there's so many different directions we can go that it's really hard to figure out how to make a story that makes sense for the viewers. Because I feel like I'm going in too many directions and it's hard for me to comprehend. So it's really hard for someone who's not there to comprehend, I think.
We're
so.
Still making a giant dirt pile to shoot guns
yes,
at
it's
for
that
3
kind of
months.
Stuff. It's like, yeah, we're moving dirt again. You guys want to watch the dump truck?
Today on
Demolition Ranch. How many tons of dirt did you have to bring in for that fucking berm? Because that berm's enormous.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question.
Is that the one at the last range day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was nothing there before. It was a field with trees.
It was flat. But
now there's a mountain
it's
there.
It's bigger now.
Yeah, it's fucking huge. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's a lot, and I don't know. We're done moving. The big berms are done, thankfully. God. We need to actually they're not done. We need to put some more brown dirt on them and then seed them so they don't like erode, but otherwise it's pretty much done.
I bought a 4570 recently.
that's all I got. What kind? Tell us about that.
What's that?
What kind?
Henry Goldboy.
I got one of those.
Like OG style.
Nice.
I know it's a pointless gun. Like, this is the thing. I've wanted the gun forever.
Pointless.
And
do you have any other lever actions besides that?
That's it.
That's good. That's a good one to like, if you want one lever action, that's the one.
I went to the pawn shop with my father-in-law, and my wife, who knows nothing about guns, she's heard me talk about a 4570 Henry for a long time. And I like never buy anything for myself. So I was in there and they had a 22 version and I was like, oh, it's kind of cool, but I really want the 4570. He's like, I got a brand new one right there. And I was like, fuck. Buy and it. I was trying to like talk myself out of it. I was like, let me talk to household buy six. It. I pulled her aside and she's like, I know nothing about guns. And you talk about that one, buy the fucking gun. I was like, damn it. All right.
What a woman.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Does he buy stuff for himself? Is he lying piece of shit right now?
No.
Okay.
No. So
bagel seasoning?
Every morning for breakfast, I have like an egg omelet on toast and I put everything bagel seasoning on it. And I love that. It's great. It's delicious. And I was out of everything bagel seasoning and I had it in my Amazon cart. It was like $4. I had it in there for 2 weeks because I just couldn't spend the money. I just didn't want to spend $4 on myself.
That's good. Justification.
It's okay without it.
How do I make this a write-off? Yeah. Oh, man. I gotta make this work.
Oh, I know. I just don't like spending money on myself. But like, she needs anything. She needed a new laptop. Yep, no problem. No problem. I get it all for her. But for me,
I'm like, no, this is not happening. What the fuck? Yeah. Dude, just buy shit. It's $4. You'll be quite fine.
I hope so. Anyways, maybe the $4 saved me at the end of the year. I don't fucking know.
It might. That's true. That's a write off. $4, you write it off. Yeah,
there we go.
It's brain food for your videos.
If that's what's going to save you at the end of the year, you should have stayed in the military. Yeah. I will let you know that.
I feel kind of out of my element here because
like Nick, we fucked up. We should have kept him in.
I'm surrounded by like YouTube titans here. Like every time I show up, Eli's like, "Hold my pocket, let's go. Like, meet this person. Meet this person."
Hold my pocket.
What's that?
It's a Mexican.
Hey. Come on,
pull it out. You're just walking with me.
Well, the first time I came here, you're like, oh, come on down, meet Brandon. I walk in, and it was Brandon Herrera. And like, I just walked in, like, fresh off the plane. I was like, I look like shit. And he was just, you guys were super chill about everything. I was just like, this is weird. I don't know what to fucking do.
I just look at everyone dudes. Like people.
I know, bro.
You want to see some funny shit? You should have seen his dad at our show in Dallas the other day. That show was fucking hilarious.
Bro, I saw that on your Instagram story. That was amazing, man. Dude, your dad.
Yeah, because my dad came to the last show.
I know, I saw. That's why I was texting you about that. Like, I thought it was cool.
Dude, he's...
But what did you say? You got to see his dad. What happened?
It was just funny because, like, his dad is, like, really nice guy, but he knew nothing.
Oh, yeah.
He knows his son makes money on the internet. He's never watched any content. He's never done anything. We opened up the podcast with probably a solid 8-minute conversation about where everybody comes. And his dad's just like... And then during the superhero bit, we did go up to your dad and ask what his superpower was. We had to pick his offset. His dad's like, I don't even know what a superpower is.
Your dad straight up looks like a sensei, too.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah.
He's like Gandalf if he was Mexican and Asian.
Yeah.
Slash.
You got to climb a mountain to have that guy teach you how to build a house. It's fucking incredible.
He's just sitting there hammering wood. Oh, you want to know the way? Come on, my student.
This is very Mexican.
He was so confused because, again, he has no idea what the fuck any of this is. He doesn't even have it. He has a Facebook, I think.
I think
maybe. He doesn't know how to post. He doesn't use the internet.
Eli's dad saw a computer one time.
Yeah. One time. Yeah, exactly. Did not care past that. So this world is so different to him. And when we walked out, you guys were out front, or I seen them through the front doors. I was like, oh, I'll just say hi to my dad. Open the door. And when we'd open those front doors, they'd be like, oh,
yeah, 500 people cheer.
Yeah. So I like run out. I'm like, da, 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 da. I was like, this is my dad. Oh! And I closed the door. So then my dad's like, what just happened? But he had a blast. Apparently the next day he was just talking about it. He's like, oh, my son. He came out on stage. I was like, oh, I'm gonna cry again.
That was cool.
It was really cool.
Dude, that was like my brother set that up. I didn't know he was recording my dad's reaction for the first time with that opening bit. So I seen that. I was like, well, I'm slightly buzzed and I'm definitely gonna cry.
Yep. That's awesome.
I'm going to record myself.
To the internet.
I saw that. I was like, is this genuine emotion from Eli? What is happening?
Eli doesn't have fake emotion. Eli's always genuine.
I'm like, oh, man, dude. I was like, oh, my God. Then I walked around the corner, and the guys were standing there. Meet Sarah, and I was like,
yeah. Don't look
like,
at me.
Come here, guys. Thank you so much. I'm just so thankful for everything. We built an awesome team. I was like, ah. And then the audience was just amazing, all supporting it. So. Having my family see that for the first time was peak.
It's a good time.
I could die tomorrow and be quite all right with life.
I will try and be at the next time you guys do that, at least nearby. You know, if I can shoot on down there.
I want to get like, dude, having our friends up on stage, like you guys, it is like actually being part of the show. That's what we're doing these notes with. It fucking works. And it's those surprises that people love because like, oh shit, we get to interact.
Yeah, I think we should keep it a secret every time now.
Who is secretly in the audience?
Who the guest is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because we did that. We only did that with the Dallas show. And, like, hearing the crowd's reaction when they saw Papa Meat and Angry Cops walk out, like, they were fucking stoked.
That is cool.
Yeah, they did not know.
I mean, if you want some booze, I could, HLC, dead silence. Fucking nobody. You got one guy in the back who just does nothing but YouTube.
They're going to be like, that's Kentucky Ballistics.
Yeah, Kentucky Ballistics. Scott's like, I wasn't there. That shit's fucking chaos.
Like, I don't know who that guy is, but I think he's from Kentucky. I've seen him before. You kind of look like Kentucky Ballistics. I don't know if anyone's ever told you that.
I've been told I look like Sean Ryan, apparently. That's
actually shockingly true.
He was like special forces. I'm like the special forces. Mongoloids with missiles. That's what I do. I'm the smartest dumb person you'll ever meet. I can talk about fucking... intercept dynamics, radar ducting, but I don't know long division. Fucking
got bad reading comprehension, but if you want me to park a missile in a different continent, I'm your guy.
Because you got, what's your favorite piece of military? Is it like the actual crafts themselves, or is it like the missile systems?
For like, just like my overall favorite of like military equipment, it's gotta be the Patriot system. Just because I know so much about it, and I know like what it can do, what it's capable of. Like, I'd probably be useless to the bad guys because I know what the system is. And it's like, how do we defeat Patriots? Like, I'd fucking inside and shoot the guys operating it. That's gonna be your best bet because like missiles ain't getting through, homie. Sorry, but it's your bad luck.
That's fucking crazy. We're that level.
Are you sure?
So there was a report that just came out from some. I'll see if I can find the article that. They were like investigating possible UAPs or whatever. And the US government, it was a government entity, took these and they were like, so that one, we had a secret program testing in the area. That one, we had a secret program testing. And the government just broke down. They're like, yeah, majority of these are probably not alien and just secret government programs, just in case anyone was wondering how fucking far ahead we actually are.
Have you ever seen the chart where it shows reported UFO sightings and then when we started testing the B-2 bomber? Yes. It's like, no, that was us.
What the fuck is that? It's a Dorito chip that will show up nowhere on your radar. It's going to fuck your world.
No. Do we use Shopify? Let me think.
Yeah. For the unsubscribe merch, my merch, Cody's merch, and Zach's merch, all sold using Shopify.
We also use it for a POS system inside of my skate shop.
Shopify. So easy, you can use it even if you have brain injuries.
No matter how big your business is, Shopify can help you with your distribution or payment needs.
Shopify is your one-stop shop for starting your e-commerce career. You can literally build your own website on Shopify, launch it, and start selling products immediately.
It also helps you sell more with less effort using Shopify's AI technology. Because businesses that grow with Shopify.
Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S.
Over 10% of all e-commerce in the United States uses Shopify, which is the biggest economy in the world, and it is used in over 175 countries.
Worldwide, you say? What I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify's there to get you to the next level of business. Make sure you sign up for a $1 per month at shopify.com/unsubpod, all lowercase.
I read a lot of memes from communist tankies that say that, you know, America can't stop hypersonic missiles.
Okay, you're trying to get me.
Yeah, I am. I don't believe you. They're faster than the speed of sound, Ethan.
How can you stop that?
Okay, radars detect shit at the speed of fucking light. 300,000 kilometers a second. So here's the thing. No one has a real fucking hypersonic. Because here's why. A hypersonic, by definition, is anything that travels
here's
over.
Here's why.
Yes. This is my missiletism taking over. Fuck you.
All right. You can't stop him from cooking. He's going to cook.
Exactly. All right.
Why is he counting down?
Anything over Mach 5 or 1 mile per second or 1.6 kilometers per second. So all these chuckle fucks out there that we go muck fucking 18... You do that exo-atmospheric, which is like flying a plane and then trying to dive it into the water. You're going to have a lot more drag once you enter the atmosphere, and you're going to slow way the fuck down. If you consider anything that travels over those speeds as hypersonic, we've had hypersonics since 1946 with the American V-2 missile program, which had a top speed of 1,700 meters a second. So did the Scuds and No-Dongs and all these other fucking things. Sorry, we're there.
Good save.
So... If something moving at Mach 10 towards me, my radar looking at 300,000 kilometers a second, bing, I see your shit. I don't have to meet, like, people think, because the SR-71 could outrun missiles, because you have to reach 80,000 feet and then get something that is flying away from you or over top of you. Missile coming at me. It's like, can I stop a football that is thrown at 50 miles an hour coming at my face? Yes. Can I stop one that's thrown 100 feet over top of my head? No, you don't have to know where something is at. You have to know where it's going to be to meet it there. And if you're detecting it at the speed of light and getting updates at the speed of light, it's fucking no brainer. But Russia learned that shit the hard way. That's why they just got mad at Japan, because Japan has legal right to make Patriot missiles. And they just told Ukraine, hey, we might send you some. And Russia's like, if you do that, there will be dire consequences. It's like, yeah, because you're fucking scared of my system. That's what it is. Chuckle fucks. Sorry.
All right, hold up. Point. Counterpoint.
No, I was just going to go into awkwardly enough. There's also a bunch of communist memes that are basically saying that, you know, Japan didn't actually surrender because of the nuclear bombs. They surrendered because Russia said they were going to get involved. Sorry, the USSR said they were going to get involved. It's like, that's not what happened. I can't.
Listen to the emperor talk. A dude who is not heard by the public, period, ever. When he went on the radio, that is the only way the Japanese people were like, a hurry fuck. We are in a dire consequence. And then he was just like, hey, we fucked up. We can't do this anymore. We're stepping down, whatever that speech said. And just that's what stopped it. Because it was the first, after the second one, we were about to do a third. Or we said, hey, we got two more at the time.
How we many could
more?
Drop one every 10 days. At that point in time.
That was a bluff.
Oh, it was a bluff?
Yeah, it was a bluff. Okay, that was a good bluff.
No, we had one more left. Oh, shit. And that's where the Demon Core came from. You know, like the internet lore of the Demon Core. That was supposed to be the third atomic bomb that we were going to drop on Japan.
We can talk about that Demon Core shortly. But again, that is... But the Emperor's, his voice had never been heard before that. And then he went on to their live radio broadcast in Japan and said, hey, we surrender. Our bad.
We're done.
We're good. No.
We don't want to play anymore.
Don't touch the boats. They were the first ones to learn. You don't touch the fucking boats.
No, they weren't. It is that mindset.
That was the pirates.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yep.
It was the because we were going to lose like 100,000 more for the invasion of Japan mainland, right?
It was like Americans.
Yeah, no.
It was what's the Purple Heart stat? Every Purple Heart given out up until literally the last Purple Heart given out was actually manufactured in 1944, 1945 for Purple Hearts they were anticipating they were going to have to give out if we invaded mainland Japan.
Do you get, were printed. That's
do you
insane.
Get a lot of flack from like the Brits in your comment section? Oh, you lot joined late and we were busy fighting for 2 years before you.
Nobody that's actually intelligent.
Okay, yeah. I just explained to them like it didn't end shortly after we joined. It ended because we joined. Yeah. Like that's how that whole process worked.
Anybody that actually knows anything is pretty chill with understanding the logic. It's like, it's not like America had the baddest army on the planet sitting on standby in 1941. Like we had like what, like the 23rd biggest military behind like, it was some fucking country.
We were coming right out of the Great Depression at that point in time.
It turned us into a superpower.
Yeah. Like we built that military in a couple years. It's not like but they also realized that we funded the entire war through fucking Lend-Lease the entire time. So no, it's also, I'm not ever trying to throw shade being like America did it by ourselves. I've never said that. I never will because it's fucking wrong. But the amount of people that like to be like America didn't do shit. It's like, you know nothing about history and you're retarded. So there's that.
Go fuck yourself.
No, I hate it. I can't. Oh, do you know how the USSR got nukes?
They stole them from us.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I found that out. I've been reading.
Oh, it
was
chain?
It was I'm not kidding you. It's literally communist fucking college professors that worked on the nuclear program that were communist sympathizers just turned around and gave all the nuclear secrets to the USSR.
That, I mean, that isn't that documented in
Yeah, no, it's proven. It's like
in
yeah.
What was it?
Oppenheimer.
Didn't they show that?
I fucking hate it. I'm so mad.
I wasn't a big fan of that movie either, but maybe you can confirm or deny this, because I was watching a documentary. I watch a lot of World War II documentaries. For anyone who doesn't know, when you're 30 and white, you either get really big into smoking meat or learn a lot about World War II. I have no idea how to smoke meat.
Or turn racist.
Oh, yeah.
One of those.
Yeah, yeah, I haven't done the first two.
Maybe you become a gunman. I don't know.
Super racist.
But the third one I really connect with.
Christ. Look at this guy.
Wait, you guys.
I'm
a truly an athlete.
Dangerous. Jesus Christ.
I can't come up with a more stark transition. He went from being a veterinarian, swore to help dogs, and now he works for the ATF.
Can I explain the shirt?
No. Nah. It's better than you don't.
Just moving on.
I have a reason, but I can't talk about it. I got a job offer, but anyway.
They're paying really good.
Yeah.
What would be your number, though? What would be your number?
A video sponsor?
What would be your number for an ATF? Oh, my God. Because there's a number.
This episode is sponsored by the ATF. Guys, did you know that?
They're actually on our side. They're really nice. They're
actually really cool. And I like their policies on and start reading the script.
But ATF's just sending all the fucking 2A influencers 20 mil to do a 1 minute ad per. Because most of them are like,
yeah, I don't want to be a shill, but for 20 mil, I love the ATF.
You're going to have a lot of shills.
For 20 mil, you might get him to make communist propaganda, all right? Maybe.
20 mil is a good number.
Let him cook.
Let it. It's steeping right now.
No.
20 mil?
Not doing it.
20 mil.
20 mil. Cash. In hand.
He's a liar. I didn't know he's a liar, but look at him.
Yeah, there's a lot of sketchy shit I do for 20 mil.
Me too. Not that.
I suck dick on camera for that.
Me too.
Yeah. I'll do that first.
Jesus Christ. It's just not going to be Karl Marx's.
Gun in the head. You have to do either. Nick's like, oh.
I'm gonna work on doing a fat electrician voice. So I've figured out his cadence. I'm working, and I'm gonna try and do like Karl Marx voiceovers. Okay. I'm gonna just have a picture of him, and I'm gonna do it all in Nick's. So like his cadence, if you've never paid attention to it, is word vomit, and I can prove this. It's word vomit, two or three exclamations, followed by another chunk of word vomit, followed by an analogy. So for example, again, I don't have the voice right, I have the cadence right, so. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about how Eli Double Tap is the most gangster motherfucker who has ever existed on this planet. Yes, once every 3 or 4 months, he has a hair that grows directly out of his urethra that he has to pluck, which brings him to his knees. This man comes with his own built-in Mexican pipe cleaner. So that is like the Nick.
Yeah, okay? A built-in Mexican pipe cleaner.
Did you rehearse that?
No.
That was really good. God dang it. Today we're talking.
So word vomit, 3 exclamations, word vomit, analogy. That's the.
That feel right?
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
Now do Matt.
Oh, I haven't even tried to work on his. The only one I've tried working on is Donut.
Okay, do that.
He's like an Eeyore. He's a.
He's like an Eeyore.
Hi, everybody.
No,
Donut
that
here.
Was not
that's,
it at
I mean,
all.
No. I
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Donut. I don't.
Hi, everyone.
Dude, you were at the first show. One of my favorites. Dude, this is probably my favorite part was he started wrong. You remember?
Yeah,
like,
he messed up.
So that happened every show.
Really?
And we talked to him after every show. We're like, Cody, when we say Cody, start us off, you're supposed to go, hi, everyone.
Yeah, why would you not say hi, everyone?
So the last show, 2 hours, we eat. We, Cody, but he's like, I got it. I won't. Last show. Boom, boom, boom. Okay. Hey, Cody, let's get this started.
And he goes, I am joined by. And he's like, just say hi, everyone.
Yeah, he literally was like, today I'm joined by. And I was like, Connie, you fucked it up for the fourth time.
Yeah, one job.
Because when he says hi, everyone, the crowd goes fucking nuts.
Yeah, that's his thing.
They love it.
So then naturally at the start of the first show, he's just, we just put him on edge because we just called him out.
Jesus.
He's like, dude, we literally just talked about that. He's like, what did I do? Brandon goes on. It's like, okay, reset and hi, everyone. Crowd goes
wild. So did any videos, I know y'all said like, don't film anything. Did anyone film anything and sneak it to the internet?
Not that we know of. Cool. If you go on the subreddit, somebody got a really good picture of me adjusting my underwear. That's pretty dope.
Nice.
Yeah. That was a sheath. Like everyone's like sheath underwear.
Yeah.
Everyone. It's been posted multiple times.
It's the whole feed.
So
it's
Brandon
terrible.
Has not been canceled yet.
No,
not yet. Wow. They for tried. Did you see the new Tony post?
Yeah, I saw it. They're terrible.
Where they took literally 2 seconds from a podcast where he says California is my favorite state. If it weren't for the fact of all the people that live there, and they cut it to 2 seconds where it just says California is my favorite state, and pushed it out on the official congressman's fucking Twitter.
It's bad. Like it's not even close, and it's just a straight up lie. And Brandon, like, debates every single thing he posts about Brandon. Brandon gets on there and comments about it. But, like, California's my favorite state. Boom. And Tony's like, well, you guys want this guy in? Look what he said.
So,
I'll stop. So, Brandon's there to be like, pop, pop, pop. Cody lands his home lander. And he's like, you fucking retard.
Yeah. Yep. He does.
And then Nick is on the back end doing what, Nick?
I haven't seen this. I'm certified to do community notes. On X?
That's me.
What? It's on my all of them now because he's crazy information.
I saw Brandon was like reposting community notes too.
That's me.
Jesus. Crazy. Suck it, Tony.
His last one, they shared some fucking college basketball team out of South or North Carolina.
South Carolina.
South Carolina. They're like, congratulations to the fucking Tar Heel whatevers for winning. You know, we know Brandon Herrera loves you because he was registered to vote there as of last year, blah, 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 blah. I get on their community note. Brandon Herrera's family is from Texas. He was born at Fort Bragg because he comes from both military families on his mom and his dad's side, and he's lived in Texas for years. Furthermore, Ernest Anthony, a.k.a. Tony Gonzalez, was registered to vote in Florida as early as 2016, go fuck yourself.
What's Ernest Anthony?
Tony Gonzalez's real name is Ernest, and I'm going to make sure the whole fucking internet knows it.
Are you allowed to have a fake name and be a...
It's not fake. It's
Ernest
a
Anthony, so Tony. Okay. I mean, it's an abbreviated name, but I'm going to make sure that people are going to be Photoshopping movie covers of Ernest doesn't go to D.C. ever again, because you're going to fucking lose this election. I promise.
Ernest doesn't go to D.C. That's fucking money.
With his fucking face all over
The wheels are turning. The wheels are turning.
Why would he think it's a good idea to say that Brandon hates Trump and Brandon cares about basketball?
Shit, that's just blatantly lying. Because he truly thinks that everybody in District 23 is fucking stupid and that he can get away with it.
And
that's
he
why.
Will for some people. There'll be some old ladies that never watch the internet and they're like, I heard that guy's not a Texan. I'm not voting him in.
But I heard he hates those veterans.
Yeah, that guy hates veterans. I'm not voting for him.
He's an honorary veteran.
I mean, I do too, but only some of them. Like myself.
Yeah, I hit a lot of veterans. Yeah.
Okay. I actually hate all veterans.
I don't know why he's trying to play dirt. Like, he's already at a disadvantage because, like, Brandon has more talent by himself than any social media team a congressperson 100%. Could hire.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then Brandon's friend group is just basically an unstoppable force as far as, like, social media knowledge and power. And it's like, so there's nothing he can do there. So, like, he's just fucked. But, like, the worst part is he's turning it into a smear campaign and then attacking us also.
Well,
he fucking took a clip from this podcast without our permission, took our copyrighted material, which we can prove we've made money from, and sent a mass text to every Republican registered voter in District 23 with my face, his face, Cody's face, and Brandon's face, and said that Brandon hates veterans and wants them to commit. Look for yourself.
Mass text. That dude's like, it's a weird out.
That's just desperation. I can like taste it. It's just
that
sheer
is
desperation.
It is, but
it's the idea of, I would have done one post on that, but like, hey, Big T, Tony, come here. Come here. We shouldn't attack that dude. Period. Well, let's actually
especially
say nice
on
things.
The internet.
Yeah, yeah. Like of that's, everything.
That's his home turf.
Hercules. You see that Hydra? Here's my plan. We're gonna start cutting off heads.
Let's go see how it goes for us. Well, yeah, this is gonna go real. They're multiplying.
Keep cutting.
Brandon's tweet yesterday. Tony had 8 likes. Brandon's response had 9,000. 8 to 9,000 ratio. On X.
Yeah, fucking ratio.
Where'd this term ratioed come from?
It's the word.
Is it new just on this?
Yeah. Like when you see a post that has, I think it came from, where was it? There's somewhere that actually had like an analytic that showed the ratio. And it was originally from like the number of likes versus the number of comments. Because obviously fucking controversy sells. So whenever someone does something stupid, you're going to see a crazy amount of comments and hardly any likes.
Yeah.
Ooh, what the fuck was it? I want to say it was Instagram. You can see that in the analytics.
Yeah.
I want to say that's
right. I know YouTube, you can see the ratio of likes to dislikes.
Okay, fair enough.
When that was a thing still.
Yeah,
if you still had dislikes.
They used to show it on your...
We can still see it because people can still hit dislike. It just doesn't show the rest of the world.
But it used to show the whole world. Yeah. So when you would go on a video, you knew the world would know if you sucked. Or you'd be like, oh, that hurts my soul. Like some apology videos. The old ones?
So bad. Yeah.
Dude, back in the day, you'd be like, ooh, this is a bad apology video. Got it. But going on, like, my favorite comment in one of those posts from Tony's team is like, I truly believe this is one of Tony's workers, and they hate him.
Why would you keep shooting shots when every one of them gets thrown back in
just
your face?
Dogpiles you.
Yeah.
After the fact.
Like, none of them have worked. They all, like, he's getting destroyed on Twitter.
And he's spending hundreds of thousands of
dollars. Stay away from Twitter for a while. Maybe just
bro, I'm doing it for free. I love shooting this guy down.
I was like, man, just kill
him.
That's
just because you like hurting feelings.
Oh, my best community note that I've hit him with is he made a meme, terrible meme, and it was like, Brandon Herrera doesn't understand because he's not from here. He's an East Coast fake. And then they shared a meme where, because in a previous post, Brandon had been like, Texas was kind of built by East Coast fakes like Sam Houston, the fucking founder of the Republic of Texas. So Tony shared this meme and I hit him with a community note like 3 minutes in. Brandon Herrera is both historically and historically and logically correct. Not only could Texas not have been founded by Texans because Texans didn't exist prior to the invention of Texas. Also, it was founded with Samuel Houston as the first president. He's from Virginia, so was his vice president. He's correct. Sorry about it.
Your autism is bullying with community.
My God. Notes.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys, every time I come here, you guys make me think that I should have like an X and I should have a Reddit, both of which, I mean, I have an X, but I usually just follow politicians and porn stars just because I fucking find the shit they say is funny.
That's a great podcast name.
Yeah.
You only interview politicians and porn stars at the same time. One of each.
Today we have Bill Clinton.
All right, so you guys both fuck people for a living. How does that feel?
Today we have Brandon Herrera, who is both.
Yes. He just shows up in a ball gag. Nothing else. That's, oh, man.
Today we have President Bill Clinton and Anal Deep Queen. let's talk about these policies.
Eli's brain, quick, don't name a real porn star.
I'm going to pretend like I don't.
He just got oddly specific.
Heather, I deep throat.
Oh, my God.
Everyone knows that one.
I don't.
What?
No.
Jenna Hayes. 30.
No,
it's got the
30.
Best meme.
I'm 33.
Just hurt. What?
I also don't know. Yeah, I thought you made that one up, too.
Yeah, I thought it was me.
You know. You just don't know that you know.
Yeah. She's like an internet lore. If you had Kazaa, you've seen her.
I don't know what that is, actually.
Kazaa was also Limewire.
Like, you were like, no, I didn't have it.
I definitely didn't.
Kazaa was also like Limewire.
Was Kazaa before that?
Was that the new superhero movie, or was that the one where Shaq was a genie? What is that?
Shazam.
Yeah, you had LimeWire then.
I was a LimeWire guy.
They were both computer aids. Like, that's just ultimately what they were. Like, how many viruses can I get before this motherboard falls apart?
Yeah, it was Mephisto, LimeWire, and Kazaa. Those were the three.
No, there was the other one.
Pirate Bay?
No. What was the one that they got lawsuits and all, everything?
Napster.
Napster. Yeah, Napster.
Napster was the first.
That was the big one.
OG.
I'm still too young. Like, I never had LimeWire or any of this shit. And in my head, all I can think of is like Zune. Do you guys remember those?
I remember Microsoft.
Some knockoff iPods. Yeah. That's all I can think of right now. That's big, but it was fucking awesome.
Yeah. I jerked off to those. And hey, sorry, I was in Iraq and I had a small screen to those and it could play. Yeah, whatever. That's how we played music. And had a lot of porn. I'm like, this is dope.
That's it. You heard it right here, ladies and gentlemen. Eli is going to bring a whole bunch of veterans to the Adult Film Festival.
I'm like, woo.
Thank you for your service.
How has Brandon not had worse things that he said online that Tony hasn't been able to find?
They're not that smart.
There's got to be worse things than made a joke about veterans one time. And
somebody sitting next to Brandon made fun of Donald Trump's son. And then Brandon chimed in and said, yeah, he is really tall.
Oh, that's like,
that's literally a smear campaign
If I try to run for office, I'm sure, and I try to keep it really PC.
You do really good. Like, you can
tuck
in.
My little kids watch all of my videos, so I like try to not say anything too bad. But like, I'm sure you can find some bad stuff that I've said. Brandon, he doesn't worry about being PC.
No.
How have they not found anything worse that he said?
And he's a host on his podcast.
Yeah. Which is he's been on a lot of podcasts where I'm sure he said some bad stuff.
And they just cycle through and they're like, we got him. Look, if you cut out
drinking everything. Too. Like, he's put down 5 White Claws and like he hasn't said anything worse than what you got.
I've said this before, and like I think this is my theory to answer your question. So have you heard like CSI and like psychological operation guys ever talk about no information versus too much information? Mm-hmm. So like in World War II, there wasn't the internet. So like they could restrict information and they could hide it just so it never saw the light of day. That's not possible in today's age. Everybody's got a camera phone. So the new strategy is if we can't prevent it from seeing the light of day, we're going to flood the light of day with so much disinformation. Nobody knows what the fuck is going on.
Yep.
So I feel like Tony's team can't even say or share the most extreme shit Brandon's done because it seems too unbelievable.
Seems too fake.
So like, yeah. So they're just like, there's no way. There's no way he actually said this. So like, that's what I think is going on.
It's not like small clips or where it's getting on.
It's like, two-hour episodes. They have to sit through that and try to figure out when Brandon said something bad.
And then they probably become fans during it. Like, oh, man,
this
is actually pretty cool. This is pretty funny because I mean, a majority of that team, I guarantee, shoots guns, has fun.
So you're saying someone could watch these videos and sell Tony the worst parts about Brandon.
Yeah.
It probably make some money.
Matt walks away.
He's got to make a call real quick.
I'm going to go make a call.
Yeah, he has two sponsors now. The ATF and Tony Gonzalez. I'm like, holy shit.
Boom.
The year's 2024. Do you know what that means? A new look for you.
Manscaped has the 5.0 Lawnmower Ultra. That's right, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is a man's cheat code to looking good, feeling good, and have all the confidence. Whether you're looking to maintain a trim or make sure everything's gone, this has you covered. Trusted by 10 million men worldwide. I actually use this. I endorse this. I use all their products. Equipped with 2 skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little bit off the top, and a new foil blade to take everything off comfortably. And for the dudes out there that want a full grooming experience, look no further than Manscaped's Performance Package 5.0. In that grooming kit, you get the trusted lawnmower, Manscaped's ears and nose hair trimmers, and essential aftercare products with the Crop Soother Ball Aftershave Lotion and Crop Preserver Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant. Head over to manscaped.com and use code UNSUB and get yourself 20% off and free shipping. Oh, I love free shipping. Make your balls and your spouse happy.
Oh, yeah. You have a story. The Latin?
Latin bomber.
Latin bomber.
So, in the spirit of transparency, in spirit of transparency, my chain of command knows about this. The Army knows about this. It was a mistake. Shit happens. So I was a young Sergeant E5, and we were tasked with QRF, obviously Quick Reaction Force. You guys know what that means.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So for like Fort Sill. So we had to train people how to search vehicles. And they're like, hey, you used to do ground pounder shit. We're all air defenders. Teach people how to search vehicles. I was like, all right, I can do ECP operations. Not a big deal. We're doing this. And I was like, man, I really wish I had a training aid. And this lieutenant takes a couple of batteries, and some wire and a Red Bull can and like tapes it all together, makes a fake explosive. And like, okay, cool. I had a rental car at the time. And he's like, we'll just hide it in your rental car. And, you know, we'll have people search for it and find it. And, you know, we'll do it that way. I said, oh, this is great. Right. And then right before I leave for lunch, because I was going to turn in the rental car, they were like, hey, make sure you take that training aid out of your car. And I was like, I won't forget it. Spoiler alert, I did. Okay. So I drop off the car at the good old Lawton Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. And I was pissed off because it took them 4 days to get tires on my truck. That's the only reason I had the rental car. 4 days to put on tires. So I was pissed. So when it's I leave the parking lot.
Wait, hold okay. the shit.
4 days to put on tires.
How?
Don't act surprised. I saw you fight with tires for 3 months straight. Okay, yeah, you live streamed the whole thing.
Never mind. I stand corrected.
So I like take off in my truck out of there. I'm like pissed off. And apparently they didn't get to the rental car that day. They got to it the next day. So I had my truck and I went to lunch with a friend of mine at this place called Cali Burrito, and my phone rings. And I was like, hey, is this, you know, Sergeant Long? I was like, yeah. He's like, hey, this is Sergeant First Class so-and-so from 756 EOD. And I was like, oh, what's going on, Sergeant? He's He's like, hey, did you have a rental car recently? I was like, yeah, I did.
Oh, and he's like, my God.
Did you leave anything? And as soon as he said that, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I am so sorry. It's a training aid. Like, it's not real. But this is the thing. The dude was super chill about it. He was like, oh, okay, so there's nothing in it. And I was like, there's some rocks for some weight, but it's not live. He's like, all right, cool, man. Appreciate it. And then hung up the phone. So I was like, cool. He's got this under wraps. I don't need to tell anybody. I'm at lunch. 20 minutes later, my commander calls me. He's like, Sergeant Long, what you doing? I was like, I'm getting some lunch. He goes, so explain to me why the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security just called me about a fake explosive inside your car. I checked the news, dude. They had like the whole block cordoned off. They had EOD. I was like, fuck, my career is over. Luckily, like, I had a sworn statement, all that shit, and I ended up walking away from it, like, no issues. They were just like, hey, it was a fuck up, you know, training aids, it happens. But yeah, so that's, I became the Lawton bomber for a short period of time. Guys, yeah, that was.
He was.
Guys.
Doing training, and he left it in the rental car and dropped it off.
Oh,
and
they didn't see it cool.
Until the next day is when they. I can just imagine those guys like,
And then, you know who's like, everybody out, because it's all like infantry vets. That's all they do when they get out is they fucking sell cars.
Bro,
I feel dumb when I forget my pocket knife going through TSA. That's a little worse.
I'm so proud of myself right now.
Why?
That didn't end his career, and I did. Fuck yeah.
I fucking got this shit. So when, dude, I think it was first squad or first platoon. I forget if it was a platoon or it was a squad. One of the houses when we were doing clearing during a day, there was a vehicle that was parked, and we were just like going through the block, just, hey, let's like kick down doors, let's check houses. Vehicles parked, locked. God, I just remember they had to open the trunk with a shotgun. So like, bah! They blasted the trunk open. They open it up, 500-pound V-bed. And they're like, ooh! And just immediately like, close it back away like.
500-pound, what is that?
Vehicle-borne IED.
It was just 500-pound.
They shot that thing open. Shit.
Yeah.
Holy and crap. Breech rounds. Have you ever fired breech rounds?
Yes.
Oh, they're so much fun, but they're kick like a mule.
Super fun.
Like they. We did
do their face.
Just so that's good. At least they wouldn't shoot into the explosives, but that's still real sketchy. Yeah,
that could have happened.
Still could have.
Or it could have triggered from opening it. They got so fucking lucky.
Where was this?
It was Iraq.
Why were you there?
I don't know. Peacekeeping mission.
He went on vacation.
Spreading democracy.
That's where me and the wife wanted to go on vacation for a little while.
That's the army has like ruined me. So like when I get out, my wife and I, we want to do some traveling, and I was just like, okay, let's lay out all the places I don't want to go. So I want to see the pyramids, but North Africa is kind of off the list right now. The Middle East, that's off the list right now. Like certain parts of South America, that's off the list right now, just because of my experience in the military. Like, well, I can't go to China or Russia. Fuck. All right. So that leaves me whatever's left.
Japan's beautiful.
Oh yeah. My brother lives out there.
I'm like, I can live with this one. Where's it actually going visiting? Like, what's your favorite place so far?
I really haven't been. I've never been overseas.
What?
Yeah. I really haven't been to many places outside the U.S. I mean, I've been outside the U.S. a few times,
So he is fluent in speaking Mexican.
Why would you?
I'm a Mexican speaker.
You speak the Mexican?
He speaks way more than
Mexican.
Me.
Really?
Yeah, fuck yeah, you do.
You're from Bernie, right? I mean, you're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was born and raised here.
Speak some Mexican.
Yeah.
They're all your employees, well,
there
too.
There we go. That's good enough.
A lot of my employees are illegal. Mexican.
Oh.
And illegal. Yeah. You know, I'm building a resort. You know who's cheap? My Mexican people, speakers.
Yeah. And good. That's a compliment.
Printo, yeah, the shirt out.
I've been to Dominican Republic a few times, Costa Rica a few times. No, one time to Costa Rica. I've been to Mexico a few times. I've been to Canada once. That's it, though. Ugh. Yeah. I've never been across the pond. I've never been to South America.
We need to all go together.
I've only been to Spanish-speaking countries.
Are you still pushing hard for all of us to go to Japan?
I would love for all of us to go to Japan. I think that would be awesome.
I got a brother there. We'll link up with him. Let's do it.
See? That'd be awesome.
See?
Do they speak Mexican there?
No.
We can try.
Okay.
Give it a shot.
Giddy up.
¿Cómo estás, bichos? Like, fuck, dude, we all look like...
I do like ramen. Do you think they have Bush Light there?
Probably.
Busho, Bush Light Toe.
What? They like denim. I know that. Why wouldn't they like Bush Light?
They got Height, I think is what, well, at least in Korea, HITE beer, I think is what it was called. And that, it tastes like Bush.
HITE?
Yeah.
Do they have Height Light?
Yeah. Just fucking.
Wait, so where would your favorite place to be? Like, if you were like, hey, this is some place I want to visit overseas.
I don't know. The real reason I never go overseas is because I don't want to fly all the way over there. It's going to take forever. I just like being here. I'm a homebody.
I know. Yeah. That's why.
I just want to be here.
We talked about that on the drive here. I was like, man, you have it right with your like friend group and how you run it because you are a homebody and you're a family dude. And you're my age or you're younger than me. But
I'm way younger. Yeah, way younger than Eli.
I had a question for you.
But you just like, you go home and you're like, I just want to spend time with
my happy
and
place.
And I'm like, and I look at my friends and they're like, we're going drinking again. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, drinking's super fun. But like, yeah, my happy place is just drinking at home.
I feel you there. Our favorite thing in my house is canceling plans. We're like, hey, if we don't go, we can just have margaritas and sit on the couch.
We can invite the Smith family over. We'll just chill here.
Yeah.
Every time I come down here, I just fly down and, you know, my wife and kids don't come. So I just get to be a complete fucking degenerate, you know,
which is fun.
Dad mode off. It's a lot of fun for me. But every time I feel like it's like me, Cody and Brandon are like hobbits and Eli's just fucking Gandalf desperately trying to get us to do the right thing and get shit done. It's like, guys, we have to go.
Fellowship of the ring.
Yep, fellowship of the podcast.
Three drunk hobbits.
100%.
Put shoes on, guys. Come on.
Now that I think about it, it is always Eli. Let's go to IHOP. Let's go to IHOP, guys. IHOP.
Where the fuck Brandon and Cody go?
Eli's just trying to keep everybody alive.
I think they're off to Mordor with the ring. When Cody has the ring,
excuse me?
He's going to hawk it for beer.
You let Cody and Brandon run off with a ring and a loaf of bread, we're fucked.
Nick's fixing stuff. I'm like, stop!
We should see my cousin in the mines of Moria.
Fucking Christ.
Oh, I hate how accurate that is.
What's your question?
Oh, I had potentially a fun idea video for you.
Giddy up.
So there's a lot of channels that do like reacts to my videos, like a lot.
Really?
And a ton. Huh. There's probably 30 channels that
do reacts. Channels still exist?
Yes.
Okay.
They're really big on TikTok.
Yeah. Okay.
And one of the bigger ones and better ones, honestly, is a couple from New Zealand. They do like family vlogs and they do react videos, but they love reacting to like American gun culture videos. Like they're super friendly about it. They're like just interested in it. They're not like anti-gun or anything. And they're planning this humongous cross-country RV trip in America. And they were asking and looking for somebody to shoot guns with because they just want to experience American gun culture. And I've reached out to them and I was like, I could probably help you with that.
I know some people.
And the idea was to have them on the Unsubscribe podcast and then bring them out to Demolition Resort and show them what guns look like.
Yeah.
And they were super excited about it.
Yeah. I'm in. We have machine guns. We have friends with lots of machine guns. We have a place to shoot machine guns. And we really like machine guns.
Using one word a lot.
Yeah.
Machine gun.
So, yeah. Good. I can't wait to hand a machine gun to somebody from New Zealand that's, I don't think they've ever really shot a gun.
You don't have to worry about a high capacity magazine if it's belt fed. That's the trick.
What is it?
It's not a magazine if it's
exactly.
It is a crazy culture when I love fucking the culture down here and just in across America, but looking out from like, you've never touched a gun. Cause we've had people have never fired a gun. Mm-hmm. And then we're just like, But what do you want? 50 cows?
Here's the biggest gun. Go.
Have fun. And that is such a culture shock when people are coming like, Chris, the magician's never fired. They fired.
They're Canadian. Yeah.
I brought a Canadian down and let him shoot guns. And the first gun he shot was a 50 cal. Like, you know, like he just was like, I want to go big first time. And I'm like, okay, here's a Barrett. Let's go.
Here's as big as it gets. Yeah.
I sent you that video of the guy that I'm Josh from England guy who's like fascinated with American culture. I don't think he's ever fired a gun.
We need to get all these people down there. Because they, I mean, they usually, like 90% of the time, they just have a blast. And they're like, I get
it. No, it's
99.99.
Yeah, 99.99. I've let some like anti-gun people shoot some of my guns, and they're like,
I get it.
I still don't like this, but it was fun. Yeah, right? Yeah, and that's like, like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Like,
that's all we're going for. Yeah. It's just having a blast with it. You're like, this is... It's pretty fucking dope. Jesus. And then when you got a crew behind it, you're like, this is
God, you're trying to be nice and educate people instead of just calling them retarded. I bet that's not effective at all.
Yeah. God forbid.
You're the opposite side of Cody. Like this. Retard flies away. Jesus. It's like Cody.
No, there's some like middle-aged soccer mom kind of girls that I like brought out to the range to like just not on camera, not just like friends of mine, you know? And we're like, yeah, I'm like, come shoot this AR-15. And they're like, that's super scary. And I'm like, try it though. And they're like, that feels weird, but that was fun.
There's nothing funnier than somebody that's never shot an AR-15 that has like watched all the news articles.
And they think it's going to hurt them.
Yeah, where it's like all the dumb shit. Like, because there's news companies that have shown somebody shooting a watermelon with a fucking 12 gauge and be like, this is an AR-15. It's like, AR-15 is, I can shoot it one-handed with no recoil. Like, it's nothing.
Our kids.
And they shoot it and they're like, oh,
you can press it against your junk.
That wasn't scary. It didn't hurt.
Everyone assumes it's going to hurt them. And it's like, oh, that was way easy.
Yeah, there's nothing.
I think pistols are way more difficult to
control. 100%.
I went out and I met a fan. He's a really nice guy. He's like on my Patreon. Super cool dude. And it was weird for me because he's like probably late 40s, early 50s. He's like, yeah, I'm like the head of surgery. And he's a surgeon. I was like, and you watch my videos? He's like, yeah, you're really smart. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. So I'm like trying to be articulate as I'm drinking at this brewery. But no, he was super cool. And he's like, he wasn't anti-gun, but he was like kind of like on the fence about the whole assault rifle thing. And he's like... Well, you know, just something new with these assault rifles. It just, whenever somebody comes in with a gunshot from an AR-15, it's so much worse than anything we've ever seen. And I go, that's not because guns are getting scarier. It's because they're getting less scarier. He goes, what do you mean? And I go, in the 1980s, if you were shot by a gun and it was a 30-06, you didn't make it to the hospital for surgery. You would just had a baseball size hole blown through your chest and you were done.
You were dead in 6 seconds.
And he goes, oh, that makes sense. I never thought of it like that.
I love it. It's you start shooting. Like, what age did you start?
I think the first time I fired a gun, I was maybe 12, and it was my dad's old 303 Savage and knocked me on my ass.
Oh, I was probably 6. Yeah.
What kind of gun? It was probably 22.
22s. Yeah. My dad had AR-15s as long as I can remember. Like, he got AR-15s in the 80s.
Oh, your dad's OG gun.
Yeah. So he was like, my dad just liked guns. And so he had two AR-15s my whole life, but I'm pretty sure he got them like in the late 80s.
No shit. And yours?
Mine was like mostly, I think I'd shot a shotgun like once or twice in my childhood with my grandpa. And then it was all Army. It was like all my experience with guns. So it's been Army and after.
The Army makes ranges the worst experience known to
fucking on the planet.
Man.
Why? Yeah,
it's horrible.
All right. Bro, what do you mean? That's fucking history lesson.
All right, let's yours go.
Yours is probably worse than mine. I want to hear yours first because So if you don't know this, there is completely different times in the military. If you wartime military and garrison military. I've never done garrison military.
So garrison military. So let's say you wanted to set up a range, right?
I do.
You only have one type of weapon that can be fired on each range because there's different ranges for every type of weapon. So let's say you're going to go shoot M4s. Okay. So before you go out there, you have to build a CONOP or a concept of operations. This is several weeks in advance.
This is some BS already. Oh, yeah, I'm out.
Concept of operations.
Quit. You know what? Man guns.
Where you assign a range safety officer, an NCOIC, and an OIC, which are all different people who are in charge of this range. You then also have to correlate to get medics on standby to be at the range. That one, actually, I'm like, I'm behind. Okay, you should have a medic because soldiers are fucking stupid. Then you have to go to range control, get certified to have that range. Then you got to go over to S3 to land an ammo. They have to reserve the range for you. Then the day of, after you've ironed out all those, you have to have a deliberate risk assessment worksheet. You have to have a whiteboard showing where everything is, including the latrines. Then you draw the ammo, and let's say you draw 10,000 rounds. They weigh the ammo and weigh the brass when you go to turn back in to make sure you're turning in all of your brass.
Stealing it.
Which is a fucking nightmare. Let me see.
I didn't know this. Story about that.
Oh, the turning in the brass?
Was that new?
They weigh.
Oh, yeah, they weigh. It's by weight.
That's why we got a lot of free ammo.
I got.
You're the problem.
You're it.
At annual training one year for like National Guard shit, we got stuck there for an extra 2 days because apparently somebody in our battalion, they were like, we're missing 4,000 rounds of ammunition. You guys didn't turn in the Yikes. Brass for it. They made an entire fucking battalion form up with all of their gear and dump all of our bags and possessions and went through everybody's shit looking for 4,000 rounds of it. Like, you think somebody's just got like a green duffel full of fucking bullets? What? And like, oh, our bad. You guys can go home. We miscounted.
And when they say this is you are standing at parade rest with your gear laid out for in July. 12 hours yeah. or outside.
Or what's worse is like when it's raining and you're digging through mud to grab brass and throw it in a box, like at the end of the fucking range. It's a miserable experience. And then once you're there, you have to call up to range control and you no longer say hot or cold. You say wet or dry. That's the new thing. We are range wet at this time.
Why would they switch that?
I have no fucking idea. They just did.
The military as it gets is like, you know, this thing we've been doing since the dawn of time that everyone used. We're going to fucking change it now. It's going to be wet and dry.
It's the dumbest shit.
Didn't they change the name of the jumper cables for Humvees recently?
Oh, yes. They're no
are they
longer,
freedom cables now, from what I hear?
No idea what they're called. I know what they used to be called. You can go ahead and say it. I'm not going to say
like
it.
Oh, fuck it.
I don't care. Humvees have a very special jumper cable because the government contracting is fucking stupid. But you can't just do normal jumper cables. They're special jumper cables, and it's called a slave cable because the term slave is a mechanical fucking term that engineers use where you slave one thing to another. It's a legitimate mechanical term, but somebody got offended by it, so now we're not allowed to call the slave cables, which meets the mechanical definition of slaving. Then we have to call them freedom cables now, is what they're called.
I like they were like, what's the opposite of slave? Freedom. That's yeah. their name now.
That's real stupid.
It's insane.
It's yeah. And then let me see, is there anything else I'm missing? Once they weigh the ammo,
you have to shoot when they're okay. Everyone line yeah, up. Everyone each line person up. Has yeah. one range. You have to go off the cadence of when they say shoot. Yeah.
The next fires line up. Go ahead and get in a prone, supportive position. Grab your 30-round magazine. Lock and load. Scan your lane. Yeah, you got it. It's a fucking script. Yeah, it's. And then target pop up, which has. It's fucking translucent because there's so many fucking holes in it. You shoot it 3 times and it just doesn't go down because we pay these civilians who work at range control who are prior infantry because they can't get any other fucking jobs. They sell cars, they work at range control. I'm sorry, you're not fucking important, or you're at CIF. You fucking chuckle fucks. Anyways, and then we pay them, what, $120,000 a year to not go change our fucking silhouettes on the range? Yeah, it's fucking, it's, I love going to the range. I hate going to the range in the Army.
Fuck you, I love it.
In the Army?
In the Army?
Oh, yeah. If you're semi-squared away and you're a medic and you're going with a bunch of garrison troops that only shoot once a year, it's the funniest shit on the planet.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Because those ex-infantry grunts are just from the tower with a microphone fucking roasting people.
Oh, yeah.
Lane 23, I know your mom's your sister, but try not to fucking shoot till I say so. It's hilarious.
And then they blame the weapon. They blame everything else of why they're missing their targets. Now, compare that to my experience. We did not know about that. We'd always police breast. That was always the thing after range day. Now, I had first sergeant was my first sergeant, and homeboy went, G-Van, edit that name out. He went Delta or CAG right during us. So he made first sergeant like 8 or 9 years. He was
Jesus.
Yeah. So
Jesus. I don't know what that means.
That's a high. Usually it's like 18.
I've been in 15 years and it's a higher rank than me. So
homeboy is fast track, but he is a second bat combat diver, sniper, master jumper.
Wasn't an air defender though. Fucking Pogue.
Homeboy is a fucking monster, but he was our first sergeant. Instead of called There was A-Co, B-Co, C-Co. We were B-Co. We were, instead of calling B-Co, everyone just called That was what we were called because First Orange. So they were just called when First Orange would come up. They're like, hey, where are you? It was like, B-Co. Oh, you never mind. You squared away. They'd leave us the fuck alone. And then when we would go to the range, we got to train with soft caps. We'd put our vests on, but soft cap training, and it was just fucking
like just the flick, no body armor.
Yeah.
When we went,
oh yeah, First Orange. Like he was like, you're trained.
That's some old school G-Watt shit.
So we would just walk up, and then it would be like, okay, ready, up. And we'd just go off his cadence. So he'd be like, yeah, walking through, like, boop, 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 boop. All we were training with. And then we didn't know about that. Pistol training, same. Long range training, or we would do our F-packs, which is, we would run 1 mile with gas masks on, do an obstacle course, then run to the shooting range.
Stress shoot.
Then run all the way back. That was the entire training, but it was fun. We got to do explosives demo. We didn't know we were doing advanced CQC, advanced breaching. We just thought that was normal until we had to train with the other companies. And then it was like, got on the bus. He was like, hey, we have to do advanced CQC and training. Huh? We're like, Roger, First Aren't. It's like, we've done this shit. They haven't. This is just normal for us. So just pretend it's new.
Back in the day, so when I went through my designated marksman course, they were like, it was all a bunch of like President's 100 members, which I'm a decent shot. I'm a pretty decent shot. Those guys make me look like fucking garbage. They are phenomenal shots. And they came out and they're like, all right, big boy rules. They're all like special forces and shit. They got fucking tab ladders. So we got to take our gear off and we got to just like in tan t-shirt, we would lay down our tops and soft cap. And that's how we would shoot. It was the only time in my military career I ever got to do that. But you're talking about the stress shoot and it just reminded me of something. So I was in Korea doing a stress shoot. It was a 300
North
meter.
Korea.
Yeah. We were fucking close enough. It was an uphill range up at the demilitarized zone. So it's 300 meters uphill. And what these guys had to do is they would sprint up this like pretty much sheer straight hill. It was like 50 meters. And there was four silhouettes at the top. They'd draw their M9 and they would two shots per target and they would drop those. Then they would holster, bring out their M4. They had to clear a bunker. And then once they cleared the bunker, inside there was a 150-pound dead body. This is for the best warrior competition. So it was like hardcore shit.
That's the biggest communist.
Yeah. And they had,
in case you run into the biggest North Korean soldier.
Communist right there.
So it was a wounded soldier, so they had to carry him out of there. And then every time the targets would pop up, they would have to take cover with their casualty, return fire, and then they would carry him all the way to the end, all the way to the end. So like all day, I was just running up and down this range, and it was raining. It was fucking miserable. But there was this Katusa, and the reason why this story sticks out to me, have you ever watched like We Were Soldiers or any of those like Vietnam or World War II movies, like Asian Pacific Theater, and like an Asian guy dies and they all kind of make, at least in Hollywood, they make the same sounds. And we know what sound I'm talking about because I'm going to emulate it here in a second. But I was watching this Katusa. He went up, he was beasting it. He went to go grab this 160-pound dead body and like put it on his back. And all I hear is, like that. It was the fucking, I almost pissed my goddamn pants.
Japanese sound, anime sound.
I was just watching it. Oh my God, it was great. But yeah, you were talking about the stress shoot. I just remembered that.
Yeah, stress shooting was something. Well, just fucking training in general. And then when we went to Iraq, it was also just, they would just dump off AT-4s, guns, dude, bullets. And then I found out like later, they're like, oh yeah, after you get in a firefight, you have to track it, like how much ammo is used. I was like, what?
If you tried to make normal troops run with gas masks before shooting now, it would be on CNN cruel and unusual punishment. Do you remember like a year ago when the SEALs got busted because they were using CS gas outside and one guy passed out and they tried to make a big deal about it like they were torturing Navy SEAL recruits?
Well, he died.
No, he didn't. Did he die? No, he didn't.
Oh, he just passed out.
They were outside in the fucking open and they had CS tablets burning on a stick and they were like holding push-up position and they were like, The smoke is really thick because they're fucking outside. Like, it's going away immediately. And one dude tried to hold his fucking breath, which you don't do. No. They tell you that. And he's, like, in push-up position holding his breath, so he passes out. And then CNN gets on acting like they're fucking torturing Navy SEALs.
Hell, I got CS gassed in basic training. Did you?
Everybody did.
Well, no, not like the chamber, like out when you're doing lectual training, they like threw.
Oh no, I never got that.
That was at Fort Knox.
We did because during the Benning. Yeah, we all had to do Benning. It was during the the last thing for AIT for the infantry thing. And we were one of the first units that was doing the FOB training to get used to a FOB, and they did a simulated gas attack.
That was after Nick at Night, wasn't it? The night infiltration course where you're crawling underneath the tracers. Yep. That was a fun course.
You have to do that too, right? CS gas myself inside a vehicle once.
Did you?
Hell yeah.
For a video.
Dude, you know what's a good video? You and Brandon, we get them to go through like a CS gas chamber. Hey, fucking the low crawl over the 240 Bravo live fire. I'll do it with it.
I'm at a basic training post. I might be able to. I'll reach out. Let me see what I can get.
CS gas sucks, but like it's the best thing for your sinuses.
It really is.
Yeah, let's get our noses all drain everything out of them.
Because I did that video with Angry Cops where I told my funny gas mask story, and in the comment section I've told this story. I put the video up. It was a long time ago.
Okay.
Have you heard this story?
I don't know if I have.
Okay, fuck, I'll tell it. Okay, so
Matt, have you heard this story?
I don't ever watch any of his stuff.
Yeah, no, fuck you.
It makes two of us.
Just makes money off the shirt sales. Yeah, we know.
I'm just using you. Yeah.
So we're at basic training, and we all have to go through the gas chamber, and we're sitting outside on like the metal high school fucking football bleachers waiting to go into this little brick building with no fucking windows and get CS gassed. And the biggest, meanest drill sergeant we had, he had the baby blue ring, which means he was infantry. Like,
those are emotional support drill sergeants.
And he was like, this was 2012, and he was very open about the fact that he was given the option 8 years ago of go to war or go to prison, and he chose go to war. And he told everybody, my plan is to get 20 years in the army and then go be a mailman so I get double pension. And like, he was super cool or super fucking scary. There was no in between. So he comes running the fuck out, just screaming, everybody shut the fuck up, close your eyes, put your hands over your face and touch your elbows to your knees. So you're just sitting there like this, dead fucking quiet. You just hear the wind and crickets. And he's like, okay, this is serious. Raise your hand if there is, because I was actually one of the first iterations to go through co-ed. So he's like, if there is a chance that you could be pregnant or you are pregnant, raise your hand and we will pull you aside quietly, and you can do this on a different time or we will address it, because if you go into CS gas, you're going to get very unpregnant very quick, and I don't want to have to take you to the ER.
You raised your hand.
Nobody? Good. If you've had happy time with yourself in the last 72 hours, you've created micro tears on your happy place, and if you get CS gas in it, you will also end up in the ER, and I don't want to have to fucking take you. Raise your hand quietly, and you will do this on another day.
Everybody.
All I can hear is breathing and my own fucking heart beating as I'm sitting there. And it felt like 7 years. It was probably like 5 seconds. And he just goes, everybody, and there's like five dudes with their hands in the air, and then we know who's been jerking off in the barracks.
I'm surprised only five people with their hands up.
I not asked that question. I just like, used to fuck with people.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way that's true.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I forget where the fuck I was even going with that.
And then you got CS cast.
Oh, yeah. So I uploaded that video because I think I told it with Angry Cops here. And there's so many comments on that video of people that were like, I had chronic bronchitis my entire childhood until I went through basic training, got CS gassed, and I've never had it since. Like, there's people that are like, I had chronic illnesses that got treated by just cauterizing my fucking lungs by chemically burning them.
So, Matt, have you ever went, like, have you seen the chambers or how they do
it? Some video, yeah. Mm.
Bro, it is.
It's awesome.
And they fuck with you. They're like, make sure you drink lots of milk. It'll help line everything. Lies.
That's a lie.
Make sure you shave, freshly shave, so it feels better.
Extra fucking lie.
That's what I didn't know about it, is that it burns the shit out of your skin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
I had no
idea.
I did it in shorts and my knees were just burning because it sat all over my knees.
I was like, oh, fuck, why were your knees raw?
I was sitting in a vehicle and it was like hitting the ceiling and coming around and just landing on my knees. I had a gas mask on for the first half of it. Then we took it off. But like, I was like, why are my knees burning? And my scalp was burning. And I was like, oh, this hurts the skin. No.
Oh, dude. Because you get in there and you like walk in and they're just standing there. And you're like, okay, everyone against the wall. And you're like, oh, this is really hazy. Oh, fuck. This is going to suck dick. And like, break. And they clear. Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't fuck that up. That's good. That's good. And you're looking around. You can tell when people fucked up.
Some people
seal.
Are dying.
Yeah, you're like, over there, like, they're trying to seal it better. Then you have everyone line up, and you're like, okay, this is the part that fucking sucks. And like, okay, next row, recite your last four and take your mask off, recite your last four and stand there. And you're like, bah. and then they go down the line of five, and you have to recite that and your name and everything. And you're like, my head, I was like, just don't breathe that much, and then you'll be fine. And then I went like this. That small air.
That little
magma. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, fuck, ice. Everyone's just like trying to get the fuck out. They're like, okay, you go. You walk out, and you're like, oh, just fucking everything's cleared out.
Oh, it's awesome.
Good did to you, go.
Did you get the burps afterwards? Like, because every time I tried to inhale, my throat would close because like it was involuntary, and I started sucking into my stomach. So like 5 minutes later, I would burp and CS would come out, and it was just not a good experience.
No, I didn't have that.
No, I didn't have that.
Oh, it was rough. It was
and
rough.
Then different Asian race. So Filipinos, it doesn't affect as much for some reason, and then some people are just more immune to it. My buddy Smith, fucking
really big smokers for some reason seem to be like pretty not as badly affected by it from what I saw.
Dude, Smith walked out, and the drill sergeant's like, you didn't breathe. Go back in there. And Smith's like, okay. Like, dude, he could just stand there like
some
this.
People, it just like, it just doesn't affect.
Interesting.
It's like air to them. Like, nothing. Me, it fucking felt like someone's pouring lava down my throat. It is one of the worst fucking experiences I've ever felt.
It would have been funny to be that one guy that was unfazed, though, because we had one of those, too, and it's just like, I just remember dying and looking at him, and he's like, in his mind, he's like, oh, fuck, am I a superhero? Oh, shit.
I'm invincible.
Yeah, dude. You're just looking around, everyone's dying, and you're like,
I don't.
It's like, yeah, it kind of tickles the back of my throat. I get it. Yeah, it's tickling.
He's
it's
like, not that bad, it just smelled like I sniffed a pepper shaker.
Spicy jalapeno or something.
I got to sneeze.
Yeah.
Can we talk about, I know, with, I know you're like, fuck, shoot, he said.
What are we talking about?
Well, you guys just closed down the extra business.
Yeah.
Miss Mayer's.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you guys were crushing it. That was her passion, but it was also that line of like, hey, people being assholes to individuals, like just being asshole fans.
Yes. Yes.
Like instead of understood, we have an amazing community. Some of y'all, like, there's just people that need to know a fucking line when it comes to certain stuff.
Yeah.
Cause it is a weird spot.
We got so popular that we had some crazies. Like, we've had people jump my gate and come down to our front door and knock on the front door at nighttime.
For a job interview.
Yeah, I've had a couple. And
that's way to die.
They were harmless. Yeah, I opened the door with a gun. And, like, you know, because we have, like, a gate in front of, like, my property. And they walk all the way down to my house. And, like, it was 8 o'clock at night. So it was, like, not late, but it was dark, you know. And, like, someone knocks on our door. And I'm like, and I'm like, hello. And like, I walk up to the door this one time and it's this guy and like, there's no car in the driveway. And I'm like, he didn't just get my gate code and come in. Like, this isn't like a mail truck or something. It's not a friend of mine. Like, why is there no car in the driveway? And it's this guy and he's just like wanting a job. And it's like a young kid. And I'm like, why the hell would you jump my gate and then think I'm going to go, you know what? I like your style, bud.
Initiative.
Yeah, you really took the initiative. Like, you're going the extra mile. And so, no, we just had a bunch of stuff like that. He's
been listening to all the alpha male influences.
Yeah,
totally. You have to take the job. Yeah. Susan.
Yeah. Exactly. It's that kind of thing that he thought this was a good idea. And he gets, like, cussed out on my porch with my gun in my hand. And then he's like, oh, that was a bad idea. But it's like some kid that totally harmless, just clueless, you know? And we had a few of those. And then we had a few guys that went even further, like stalker types, like that were just like, to where I was like,
me?
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah,
to where it's like, I finally
just sniff your hats.
We finally said, like, yeah, pulling the whole family off the internet. Like, you can have me on the internet. That's it. And so that's just where we, I know.
Dude, it's like,
it just sucks.
We appreciate, like, the community. It's like, we appreciate all y'all so fucking much. Police each other also. Like,
well, that's the thing. 99.99999 are totally normal people who just want to watch you, support you, comment. That's it. If they meet you in Walmart, it's great. It's totally normal. You know, like, people come up to me all the time and say, can I take a picture? And they're totally normal. And they're nice little families, cool guys, whatever. But it's the 0.0001 that go too far. You're just like, oh, man, like, yeah. I don't like being famous. I don't like people seeing me. I don't like people seeing my family for sure. And then my kids are all getting older now. Like my oldest is a teenager now and my youngest is 10. Like, I got 10 to 13 year olds and like, they're all about to start going out in the world on their own. I don't want people to know who they are, you know, mm-hmm. like not, I don't want people to recognize them. I don't, you know, when they go to a theme park with their friend, you know, a bunch of like 16 year old girls are going out and they go, you know, they're old enough to go on their own, but like, I don't want people to know who they are. And so I'm like, yeah, family's off the internet. My oldest is 13. Like, I want her to be totally unrecognizable in a few years when she's all by herself.
It's a scary thing.
Yeah,
it's fucking scary because yeah. it is a balancing act. It's like, okay, because again, 99.9 are amazing people.
Yeah, and like we're not even saying that, like that's actually true. Like 99.9% of people are just totally normal. They're all family. They're all, you know, dads too. They get it.
It's just policing those that 0.1%. Yeah. It is like covering down because some people, dude, it's like the airplane. Right? People just don't think. They just think about themselves, and that's it. It's like, well, yeah. I'd be fine with it, but it's yeah. like think. Don't fuck yourself. Like, think yeah. what, how the general.
If
audience.
Someone has a gate, they probably don't want you to cross it.
Not a
if
fence, a yeah, gate.
If their gate's closed, they probably don't want you at their front door.
If their name is Demolition Ranch yeah. and their symbol has an AR on it,
yeah,
chances are yeah. that gate is for your safety, not theirs.
My first time here. I mean, I don't got no kids, so I mean, honestly, bless you guys, because that shit, that's terrifying yeah. for having children. But like, it's just me and my missus. My first time here, I was getting in my car, getting ready to leave. And I get a text from somebody, and I gave my number out to a lot of like the new people you introduced me to. And I just thought, hey, is this HLC? Yeah, what's up? What's going on? Dude started threatening me about selling my information to Russia and all this other shit like that. And I was like, okay, whatever, dude. And then so I went online, saw how much information was there. I was like, oh, we got to take care of this, paid a company, got a bunch of my stuff taken off. And then the dude texts me again from a different number, acting like he's my supervillain. You fool, you take it down, you think you can stop me? And I was like, okay, so I just like, I live on a federal installation. You're threatening a federal employee. Hey, criminal investigation division, you can have this. And I just gave them the numbers. I don't know what happened with it, but CID and the FBI have your shit. So best of luck to you, homie.
I had we had one guy that was pretending to be me and reaching out to gun companies and saying like, hey, I'm Demolition Ranch. Do you know about this?
Tell it because I don't. Yeah, dude, this is fucking crazy.
So this guy, he was in like the Dakotas or something. Like he was somewhere states away. And so I had we have tons of contacts in the gun industry. And so I had a few of these gun companies reach out and be like, hey, Matt, we got kind of a weird message from someone saying they were you, but they wanted us to ship the guns to South Dakota. Are you in South Dakota? Because I was like, they were like, it's weird that you emailed us from a different email or that you didn't text us from the number that we always text you on. Is this you? And I was like, that is not me. Like, there's some dude who's pretending to be me in South Dakota. And I was like, people are shipping them guns. Like, there were some gun companies like, hey, Matt, we sent this gun. We haven't seen your video put up yet. And I'm like, I'm not in South Dakota. Why would you send a gun to South Dakota? And they're like, he said it was you. I was like, it's not me.
Fucking whoops.
So this guy was going around pretending he was Demolition Ranch, got a bunch of guns sent to him, got an FBI investigation, and they went, kicked in his door and arrested him. And this is all what I've been told by the FBI guys who like told me what was going on. They kicked in his door. They arrested him and his girlfriend. He had illegal SBRs. He like straw purchase. And then like all this other, like just tons of felonies because he was tricking people into sending him guns.
Well, but I mean, because all the, anything that he got would have had to have been transferred to your name thinking that it was you, right? So like he had to have literally lied on a federal form.
Some gun shop that thought he was me. Like, I don't know if he had a fake, I don't know the details.
He could have had a fake idea or whatever. Either way, he lied on a federal form.
Or he had a gun store that was lying for him too. I don't know, but yeah, someone had an FFL that they were shipping this stuff to, because these gun companies were shipping an FFL for me, but was in South Dakota and I had no knowledge of it. And so, yeah, this guy got like, he's in prison for a long time now is what I've heard. But his girlfriend's also in prison because I think he was already a felon. And so she was going to the gun store to pick these guns up for him. So she was straw purchasing them for him illegally already. So that these two were
damn
in cahoots.
It was, they were screwed. They're very screwed now.
I don't know why, like, especially a public figure, like that'd be the last person I'd be like, you know what?
It was a long time ago before I was like, 10 million subs.
Still
like
a million subs.
Yeah. All the crimes to commit, why would you pick the one with the most paperwork?
I'm sure it works good for like 3 months.
Maximizing the chances that you get caught.
We got free guns. This is awesome. But yeah, he had like sawed off shotguns. Like he had sawed off and stuff. And like, yeah, they're not getting out of jail for a while.
You know, a lot of the social media platforms, though, they are good about taking down some of the fakes. Like YouTube is really good about it. I will say YouTube is great about it.
YouTube's awesome at that.
Facebook does not give a fuck unless you get a lawyer involved.
Facebook doesn't give a fuck. They do not care. TikTok doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Meta is, as a whole.
Met is a shithole. I hate that entire. I hate all of it.
They're the only company without customer service. Unless you're paying a lot through ads and you're actually paying for the ads, there is zero way to get a hold of customer service. Mm-hmm. That is, they will just send you in a loop. And you click on their websites, it's a loop saying it's like here to here.
You get like automated responses and that's it. Yeah.
No, they don't even have that.
Oh, really?
I put in like a copyright claim. My wife and I did this like 3 or 4 times and won every single time. But you can't put more than like 1 or 2 videos in there because you have to, like, it's a form you fill out. This is me. This is the day I posted my content. This is the date and time they posted. Here's the URL to mine, URL to theirs. And like, it just takes forever. And this dude, whoever was out there, stole my logo, stole all my information. Every time I would post a video several hours later, he would just take it and post it on his page. And like, my following knows that he's a fake and they go in there like, this is not the real HLC. You know, luckily I have a domain name now. So habitualinecrosser.com has all my socials, but like that dude is still on Facebook. Last I checked, he had like almost 70,000 followers.
You want something crazy?
Fucking Facebook.
Any of the Bunker branding shirt, there's like a dude. You can type up any of those. It's how many?
We put out a shirt the other day that was just like a joke shirt, and we knew it was going to sell like a couple hundred shirts, and then we were just going to take it off the site. It was just like a funny thing we said in a video. And the next day, there's, I would bet realistically, 50 different web pages with that shirt all over it. And I'm like, they're not going to sell any of these. Like, no one will get it unless they watch my video. And we were just going to run it for a few days and drop it. It's like, this is just AI taking this and putting it on these websites just to try to make a buck. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way they're paying a person to do this because it wouldn't make money.
Right.
It was crazy watching that because I Googled, I think it was like the TISM Touch, or somebody sent me a link for TISM Touch. I was like, oh. I was like, holy shit. Yeah. It just populated.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you can pay attorneys to sit there and go send these cease and desist and try to take them down, but it's like, not worth it. They're not going to take away that much money from you. So we just like, kind of let it go until it looks like it's a problem. You know, if it's getting big, then it's like, yeah, take that thing down. But it's weird and impossible to police, it seems like.
Oh, fuck.
It's crazy.
Impossible to police. Is that the only thing? What's your biggest... Oh, what's up?
No, I was going to say, did you see what I put on my Bunker page the other day for a shirt, a joke?
Is it the ear one?
The I Heart Communism.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
My merch store has an I Heart Communism shirt. It's available for $999.99. It only comes in size small.
Dude, I love it. It's an actual shirt.
But I want to know, have you actually sold one?
Not yet. Okay. I'm waiting.
Somebody's going to get it, though.
Yeah. Someone's going to be like, I love him so much, I'm going to buy it anyways.
Whistling Diesel made a shirt through Bunker that was, it said, I paid $1,000 for this shirt. He sold like 4 of them.
Jesus.
Like people like, and then one guy bought it and then he wanted to return it. We're like, man, like you can't return it.
You don't get to get it shipped to you, get the pictures and then return it.
Yeah. There's been a couple of you beautiful, fine, crazy individuals out there. We have a tier ban on, or like a tier level on Patreon. It's just, it's $1,000. It's like you get meme. Absolutely shit. This is a meme. Don't fucking do this. Purchase. I'm like, we said, like, then I'm like, hey, man, thank you. Like, what the fuck were you
Thanks
doing?
So Why
did
much.
You do this?
Can I call you on the phone to make this worth it for you?
I appreciate you so much, bro. So much.
It's still so weird to me. Do any of you guys, you live stream, right?
I haven't, like, well, I actually.
I accidentally did the other day. Yeah.
That's 6 my months bad. I haven't. And then he is recording in my house.
I had to finish my video that I'm uploading like today because I got like 90% done. I had to finish like the last 10% of my video and I was going to use his studio while I'm on OBS and record and start live streaming are right next to each other. And the mouse moved a little and I hit live stream. Oh, I hit it and I unclicked. It was literally a second.
Jesus.
And then I just see the fucking chat populating.
I'm working out downstairs. Mm-hmm. My phone. Oh, you're teasing me like that? I was like, that's a weird text from my friend. I was like, what? Question mark. Another person. Hey, did you mean to go live? I was like,
I'm not live. What's live?
Whoops. That's
Nick
my
comes
bad.
Down 10 minutes later. I was like, did you hit the live thing? He's like, yeah, like 1 second. I thought I was good until chat started going.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to.
It's so wild. So I do that because like, I want to be able to talk to people. I never wanted to be like unreachable. And that was a good avenue. It's safe for me. It's safe for them. We can talk to each other. And I try and read and respond to as much as I possibly can. But like my father-in-law, he'll watch that shit. And he's like, I just watched him get like fucking $50. It just keeps on floating. I was like, guys, you don't need to pay me. I'm here to just answer questions. I'm here to help you out. And they're just like, I love you. Fucking boom, boom. It's so strange to me because I feel like, you know, you want me to dance? I'm like, fucking, I could be your little show monkey or something.
Dance monkey.
It's so strange to me. But I mean, people, the way I'm starting to look at it now, and you actually helped me out with that, is I am giving them a service. I'm making them smile, making them laugh. And they do want to show their support for the channel. So I do appreciate that now. And I feel a little bit less awkward about it.
Yeah, a lot of them, they're not necessarily paying you $50 for that one thing. They're paying you because they're like, man, I've watched this guy for like 6 months. And like, he's funny. Like, I want him to grow. Or yeah. I want him to just be successful.
Yeah. And it's in the live audience. It's even the live shows. It's why we did it. It's not, it's like, oh man, we're going to fucking cash out. It is, we don't care about that. It is, hey, like, this is for y'all out there, let's do this. Let's get out of our comfort zone. Yeah. As you said, it's like Cody's like, fuck, I'm gonna poop myself. Like,
all of us are like, that dude would have rather done anything than be there. Like, he was not doing it for the money. He was like, I gotta do this for the fans.
And then at the end of it, everyone's just like, dude, that next day after we did that live show, everyone's like, we're doing this fucking again, right? Like, hell yeah, all the guys are addicted now. But it is for the community, less than us, even streaming, it is, mm-hmm. It's hard to stream. I used to stream more, now I have zero time. Now I understand, like, you would hop on every once in a while, and you'd always help with the charity events, but you're like, you just...
Yeah,
every hard. Once in a while, you come stream, we'd play PUBG.
Yep. Yep.
Get a dub.
Get some dubs.
I don't even play video games anymore. I literally just go live, and I sit there, like, drinking water and hanging out with my dogs. And I'm just like, oh, what's up with this? What's up with this? And I just start answering questions as fast as I can. I can't play video games anymore on there because it's just too much going on right now.
Yeah, it's hard.
Fucking super hard. What do you, okay, we'll go down the line. What do you got in the works?
What do I got in the works?
Videos.
Right now, I am desperately trying to figure out how to make my characters help me tell important parts of history. And I want to talk about the evolution of air defense, and they're going to help me do it. Just getting there, not there yet. We're working on it.
Dude, was it Grandpa?
Oh, Grandpa Buff.
Dude, Grandpa Buff, when you're doing...
You want to talk to Grandpa Buff? It just comes so naturally to me.
Grandpa Buff learning rap.
Oh, my God, man.
That's great. all his planes have different characters. He lets me play, and the countries also.
Yes.
And I, dude, he did one... He was like, hey, can you do the Asian accent? Can you do China and Taiwan?
Oh, man.
And one video... And you usually do the accents for every country, because it's a country and just eyes, so they don't... And it's a fucking joke. Like, there's no offense to be had. Everyone immediately knew when it was me doing the Asian accent.
Immediately.
It was just tack, tack, tack. They're like, I know Eli.
You got Eli in here. You got Eli in here. Yeah.
Like, hey. So you're using those to build out.
Yes. I'm going to use those to help me build the evolution of air defense. But I have a few visions in my brain. I don't know if you guys do that. Like, before you put together a video, you see, like, where you want the angles to be at, what things you want.
Nah, you know, these guys.
Eli for sure does. That's all Eli does is angles. I'm like this. Hey, what's up? Just talking to my...
Dude, and that's why I learned so much from you. Dude, it was so nice watching the difference in how content was made coming from Rocket Jump, Freddy One, Corridor Digital, and like the overproduction, the production, and thinking that was the norm. And then flip side, watching you just grab it.
It's like, Eli's so mad.
Bah, 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 bah. I'm like, must get to where I can just talk to camera.
Just talk on camera, no lights. Just then, whatever light's there.
When we did that film day for the Predator shoot, that was my direction to you. Was like, I'm going to hand, I was like, hey, it's demo video. My direction to Matt, and I knew it was the best direction you get. Because G-Man was like, well, okay. So I was like, nope, stop that. Your direction is you are you.
Perfect.
Do it. And you fucking, one take.
Like you on the first try.
I can be myself pretty easily.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah. No, I had some YouTubers when I was first coming up. I had, you know, probably 50,000 subscribers. And I talked to a guy who had 300,000 subscribers. And he was like, you need to get a tripod, man. Like, you got to make your stuff look more professional. And I was like, oh, I do? And I was like, I don't really want to do that. And I was like, I'm just going to keep being me. And of course, it went boom and like flew past him because I made it more relaxed and less. Hello. Hey, welcome to Demolition Ranch. Thank you for coming today. Like, that's what he wanted me to do because it looked professional. And then I realized it's just way too stiff.
No, you got a good balance with how you do your creative. Like, each one of you, it's fucking awesome. Like, you do care about, like, your lighting and everything. I was like, okay, Nick has that touch of that tism. You're just like, hey, I'm going to, you refined your craft to just talking to that camera and being able to do it Literally, camera goes out, you nail your fucking line, and you put it back in. Super jealous. I'm like, oh, his ROI is the best.
I wanted to make it like they're just chilling with me on the range. You know, like they're there, like they're a person that's got that intimate connection. They're just hanging out, and we're like, we just shot that thing. Let's go look at it and see what it looks like now. Oh, it's got a hole in it. Cool. And just like, so basic, but it's like you're just there.
Yeah, you're part
being genuine, I've noticed, does really well. Like Nick,
that's the only thing that does well. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. You can't be not genuine. Yeah, they'll sniff that out in no time.
The fucking they will hate you for it. Poor Dave. David's your camera guy, and he was like, "We should try." And then you've taught him to just like hit record, please.
Yeah, yeah. So David came in. Yeah, my cameraman like went to school for this, and he wanted to come in. The first few episodes, he brought a gimbal out, and the audience was like, what is this? And like, he was like worried about like the f-stop and everything, and like the background's all fuzzy, but with the foreground's all in focus. And I was like, hey man, I hate this. Like it's
too good.
Yeah, it's like way too. We're not filming movies here, and so we like met in the middle because I wanted to just hold the camera and it'd be all shaky and bouncy. And he was like, I hate that. And so we just kind of met in the middle and I was like, perfect.
Yeah, it looks good and it gets the message across so fucking good. I'm like, oh, your process is, I love yours because you're like, photo, eyeballs and mouth.
And that's just what I do. Honestly, like most of the time I start with a punchline like that one. I was listening to fucking Eminem, and that's how I came up with the rap for Grandpa Buff. It was just the My Name Is. I was like, I can change that real fucking quick. And then I came up with the punchline. I was like, cool. How do I get to that? How do I incorporate the news? Hey, the F-35, he could be looking for Buff. Buff came up, and he discovered rap music, and he's going to tell him about how he now can carry nuclear weapons. Boom, that's my fucking scene. Let's make this happen. And my poor wife, she doesn't, like... She wants to help out as much as she can, but I have a weird process that, like, I want to just lock myself in a room, and I'm like, all right, I got to stare at this camera by myself. Like, now that we've been here, I made one yesterday in the hotel room, and I was like, put in your headphones and just stay over there. Like, I don't want her. Don't look at me. Oh, yeah. And I'm, like, laying on the bed on my tummy, and I was just talking.
Feet kicking.
Yeah, just, and then I was, what was it? The one I just pushed out, talking about fucking Russia finally believing that it might not have been Ukraine, and it would have been ISIS with that whole mass shooting thing that happened over there. So just got all that put together. But yeah, it's I usually work backwards, and it's the same way like we do training strategy. So I think that's where I got it. So in my job, we start with the end product and backwards plan. And with this, I do the same thing. I'm like, that's my punchline. Let's go from here.
Because I mean, that's how
same thing.
Dave Chappelle. I mean, that's why the joke bowl pulls out the one joke. He's like, I got
a story around it.
Yep. Now. And he's like that. And that's why I kicked her in the pussy. but that's how he does his entire process. So that's fucking dope. And what stuff are you working on next?
It's all resort stuff. Yeah. My goal is just big resort things.
You're like, you're going fucking ham with that thing.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. I've always liked side projects, and just YouTube alone bores me. And so, well, I guess I conquered YouTube, and so I'm trying to figure out like I got as big as I ever, I got way bigger than I wanted to get on YouTube. So I'm like, yeah, what else can I do? Like, what if I own a big river hill country ranch resort? Like that'd be cool. And so I bought the shittiest one I could find.
If you write down your big videos, you do sound like a 5-year-old. You're like, it's a monster. It's an El Camino that has big tires and really fast.
Yes.
Also, I own a resort. People come visit.
I know. People think I'm smart. I'm just super immature. And I just go with that. And people are like, wow, who would have thought of that? I'm like, yeah, a little kid. That's who. Yeah.
And you're living the dream with it.
I got a really big truck with big tires. I'm going to drive it through a pond.
Here's a Mustang.
And then a house.
A Mustang that's an El Camino.
Yes, a Mustang is El Camino with like a diesel engine, though.
I used to draw that sick stuff when I was 5.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I think it was you. I think one of y'all earlier in this podcast said that you're the smartest. You said you're the dumbest smart person or the dumbest.
Smartest dumb person.
You said you're the smartest dumb person. I think I'm just the dumbest dumb person, but it still stands out. Yeah.
Just surrounded.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Matt.
I tricked a whole vet school into giving me a degree.
I was like, God damn, this dude. I always use you as an example. It's like, well, can you be successful on YouTube? I was like, I have a buddy that's a doctor vet who stopped being a doctor in order to just, hey, I want to do this. Wait, have you talked about the
what?
The big cat thingy?
Big cat thing?
Don't you want to buy big cats?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I totally want to. I'll never do it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were being serious with that.
You want to be the new Tiger King?
I would love to be Tiger King. Yeah, no, I think like you start small with like a bobcat or something, you know? And you just like, if that works and it doesn't kill you or doesn't try to kill you, like, because a bobcat can't kill you. It just like really hurts you.
Yes, it can.
No, he can't. Yes, not me. Can. Maybe you. But
fucking pussy.
Not me. But if that works and he doesn't try to kill you, then like, yeah, mountain lion next, right?
Just
get a little mountain lion. Look how cute they are. They're so cute.
Cats are the only thing that I am fucking... Big cats are fucking...
That's the problem, is like the little cats sometimes will try to kill you.
Except for the vegan ones.
Vegan cats, they only like grass. It's nature.
Badgers.
No, you haven't seen that?
I don't...
You've seen the vegan cats?
Not a real thing.
Okay, good. No, there's... People. Vegans that own cats that force their cats to be vegans.
Best videos you will ever see when they prove it.
Oh, dude, but like cats... need protein. I know, like their natural so like these cats like
I know
these cats end up going blind, and there's like these vegan influencers that need are just taurine. Like
if they don't have taurine, they'll go blind.
He's so much healthier and happier, so and the dogs, cats are literally dying.
Dogs are omnivores, like they can eat a lot of non-meat, but cats just eat tons of protein. So wait, this is actually a real thing that vegans think they can have vegan cats.
They can have vegan cats, and it ends up like making the cats go blind and like killing the cats.
I wonder if they're gonna, their whole thing is
like, I don't want to be cruel to animals while I'm being cruel to my animals.
And they're like, you don't think I will prove my cat is vegan? Right here is some fresh vegetables and some vegan meal.
I'm surprised they can get cats to eat that.
Well, so they put that, and then
they don't
like,
give them anything else.
Yeah. And then they put a steak. They're like, and then here's a steak or fish to prove my cat doesn't like that. And they're like, go, cat. And the cat's like, and just starts ripping up the steak. And they're like, no, no.
My Instagram algorithm is going to hear what we're talking about. And it's going to start feeding me vegan cats now.
Good.
Dude, it is the most insane thing. Fucking poor cats.
I would kill for that Dr. Demo reacts video to vegan cats.
That's so dumb. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I can see a vegan dog. I think that could be possible, but there's no way you can have a vegan cat.
No, they still, even the vegan dogs, they'll do the same thing. They like put meat.
I mean, they're definitely not having a good time.
Yeah, they're not happy, but I think it could be possible, viable, but not a vegan cat.
That'd be a good one reaction video, is you watching those, because you get to see how the owner's like, watch my animal's gonna do. Immediately, it's always two actual steak. It's like, dear God, I haven't had this in 4 years.
Meat, thank God.
It's delicious.
He starts attacking the owner to fuck off when they go to get out of the mouth. It's like, no. And then, Nick, you have the, what's your next video that's after?
I'm going to look up, so I got Ching Lee getting posted today, and then I'm going to look up your, what is it, Ludendorff
Bridge? The Battle of Ludendorff Bridge.
Okay, I'm going to look that up, and then I'm also, the current punchline I might build a video around is I was reading Roy Benavidez's book on the plane while we were traveling. You know who Roy Benavidez is?
You fucking better. God damn it.
He's the guy the guy that Rambo's based off of in real life.
I didn't know that.
I didn't even know. Yeah. Wait, is an actual dude that?
Yeah. Mexican dude, Green Beret. His
wait, he's the one in Vietnam that ran and was like shot fucking a million times. Yeah. And then he kept going back and then dropping the bodies off until he he's like, I have to go. And then he passed out from blood loss.
Doctor. That was Forrest Gump you're thinking of.
He spit on the doctor while they were zipping up the body bag on him. Yeah.
Can I give a quick spoiler alert on that? I don't know the exact year. I want to say somewhere in time in the 1980s. The craziest part of this whole fucking thing is like everyone else who was there and like would have seen it was either VC or fucking like unconscious or dead. So there was like really no one to corroborate exactly what was going on. So this dude got like a silver star, I think. And then I got upgraded to a Purple Heart a Medal of Honor in the 80s because a VC guy came out and was like, yeah, he wouldn't die. Like, we just kept fucking shooting him. Guy just kept fucking going, like, corroborated everything he said.
He was shot how many times?
Enough.
Like 29, I want to say.
It was a lot.
It was in the 20s.
Now, this dude was running back, grabbing his buddies, running them back up, dropping it off, and then running back out. And he's been shot like 20-something times during this.
Also had shrapnel and,
grenades. Yeah. And the only reason is because he passed out from blood loss when he's dropping off the last. They're like, no, dude, you're going to fucking. He's like, brr. And he survived all of it.
Jeez.
Dude's a fucking...
Do you want to know how fucking dumb I am about building this video around a punchline? I read the beginning of his book, and he's talking about like how rough his childhood was coming up. And he talks about how his dad passed away when he was like 4 or 5 from tuberculosis. So like he was a really angry young kid. And he talks about how people would come out of the movie theater and all the poor kids would be sitting outside and people would like throw change to him, and all the kids would run out and grab the change like it was candy at a parade. And he talks about how at like the age of 6 or 7, he realized that if he could just run out and beat up all the other kids, he would get all the money. And then my stupid brain, it just wants to cut to Starship Troopers. If you disable the enemy's hand, he cannot put on building the whole video around that punchline.
Grab it. Now I have to build it.
Now I got to build the whole video around it.
But yeah, no, even before that whole incident, because in, again, spoiler alert, can I give, okay, in 65, because the Medal of Honor thing happened in 69 or 70, I can't remember. But in 65, he went there and got blown up by an explosive. And like they told him he'd never walk again. So at night, he would teach himself to walk, like crawling on the floor.
Because he didn't have physical therapy back then.
Taught himself to walk and then was like, I'm going back to Vietnam. And like 4 years later, he just went back.
He was a
fucking monster.
He went back to he went to Vietnam as a normal infantry dude.
Yeah.
Broke his back, got told he'd never walk again. Forced himself to walk again and then became a Green Beret.
Yeah.
And then he got looped in with Mac V. Sog. And I think his thing that happened to him, I think it was in Cambodia.
Was it Cambodia?
I think it was in Cambodia because I remember like America wasn't supposed to be there, but neither were the North Vietnamese.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no, because they called, they had like a radio signal, and I guess the situation was so dire. They sent out the code word, which was Daniel Boone, but they sent it out over the whatever the civilian airline. So every fucking plane in the air in the area could hear this call. And what it meant was every available military asset in the sky was supposed to go to that location. And they called it in while they were in. It was Cambodia or Laos, but I think it was Cambodia, which were like those planes weren't supposed to go there at all. So like it was basically calling for a military, like an international fucking incident to save these guys. And that's what the call went out for. It was fucking nuts.
He also successfully destroyed all the intel that those guys had on them. Yep.
Was a fucking
hardest. Monster.
And on that note, we're going to fucking close it out, Nick.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you for coming to the Unsubscribed Podcast. I'm not as good at this as Donut is, but I'm joined here today by Mr. Eli Double Fap, Ethan, Mr. Habitual Line Croster, Dr. Demolition Ranch, Matt, and myself, Nick, the Fat Electrician. Thank you so much.
Where do we find you, beautiful boys?
HabitualLineCrosser.com.
I'm Demolition Ranch. Figure it out.
Google it. Bam! And then go check out the after show. We're going to have a little, like 10 or 20 more minutes of boy talk.
16 more beers each.
Yeah.
We just get shit wrecked.
More Trulies.
People would want to watch that.
For 20 just minutes.
Quietly those are our best episodes. Yeah. Every time I get drunk enough to.
Let's get racist.